The following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. On Mount Hood, two more days of digging and looking and flying for two more missing climbers before the weather moves in that Sheriff Joe Wampler says could simply chase him out of the woods. Things don't look good. CBS's Stephen Kaufman is there.
There's no evidence that the remaining two missing climbers on Mount Hood were able to walk down from the summit to the timberline. That's prompting Hood River County Sheriff Joe Wampler to consider the scenario that both men fell into an avalanche-prone gully area. Wampler says from what searchers have been able to find near the summit, it appears the climbers secured themselves to an anchor point during one of the storms that hit the mountain last week, and they somehow became dislodged and fell 4,000 feet.
The sheriff also said what everyone has already been thinking.
We want to find them in this snow cave that they built someplace else on the mountain. That's what we're looking for now. If we don't find them there, I think we're going to have to start poking in the snow.
It's Defense Secretary Robert Gates, sworn in twice today at the White House officially and at a Pentagon ceremony.
Failure in Iraq at this juncture would be a calamity that would haunt our nation, impair our credibility, and endanger Americans for decades to come.
Gates says he will be going to Iraq soon to hear directly, straight from the shoulder, as he put it, from the commanders on the ground there. There's talk of surging U.S. troops into Iraq to regain control of the streets. There's another surge that has everyone's attention. The Pentagon says attacks on Iraqi civilians and U.S. troops are up 22% in the last 3 months. CBS News correspondent David Martin.
They paint a very grim picture of saying, among other things, that in the period covered by this report, which was from the beginning of August to the beginning of November, attacks were at an all-time high, up 22% from just the previous 3 months. And it said that the violence is a grave threat to political progress in Iraq.
Ever had a folding closet door stick? Kind of like that at the International Space Station today. CBS's Peter King on the line now with the latest on the spacewalk.
And Harley, it is still kind of like that as two spacewalkers try to get that huge solar wing to fold up properly. They've been starting and stopping the movement, sometimes letting the kinks shake out, sometimes manually working the wires and grommets that keep getting stuck.
I'm going to clear this outboard grommet, if you guys are okay with that.
After 4 hours outside, there's progress. The job is just over halfway done. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
That herbal remedy for menopause? Forget about it.
The herb black cohosh is used widely for hot flashes, but many doctors have questioned its effectiveness. Now in a study at the Seattle-based Group Health Cooperative, researchers find it does little good. That's disappointing, they say, because it was hoped black cohosh would become an alternative to hormone replacement therapy. This study appears in the Annals of Internal Medicine.
CBS's Barry Becknotto. Wall Street, the Dow down a point and a half. The Nasdaq lost 21 today. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 877-33- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
Crime rates are inching up again this year after a decade of falling crime rates. This year and last showed an increase in violent crime.
Every region in the country reported sizable increases in violent crime, from 2.9% in the Northeast to 4.7% in the West. The crime spike also hit small and medium-sized cities the hardest, a trend that has many police chiefs calling for more federal aid. The number that stands out most is for robberies, which jumped almost 10%. Nationally.
That's CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis at the Justice Department. Late word from Los Angeles, this just in, animation legend Joseph Barbera, the one of the founders of Hanna-Barbera Studios, died today at his studio home in California, in Studio City. He was 95 years of age. Again, Joseph Barbera, the legend of animation cartoons. Kids love it. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Merry Christmas.
To many in your local community, this is the sound of Christmas. Together, Walmart and the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign have been helping change the lives of those in your community for 20 years. And this year, our commitment is stronger than ever. From our families to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Life may never be clean, but with Hoover, your floors can be. Hoover Floormate cleans all your hard floors. Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 Upright vacuums your carpets. Buy them together and get up to a $100 mail-in rebate. So use Hoover and keep it clean. Offer varies. See Hoover.com and participating dealers for details. Expires 1-7-07.
Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, live, unscripted, unrehearsed from the left coast. On today's program, columnist Neil Pierce talks about the other long war that we've lost, the war on drugs. And Roy Zimmerman's going to entertain us with some tunes, some Christmas tunes like this one.
This is The Night Before Christmas by Director of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and a general alert was issued that we'd received unspecified information that a creature might be stirring. Although we were unable to state the exact nature of the stirring or verify that such stirring might occur. We're damn sure it wasn't a mouse, because all mice were rounded up last week and brought to swift justice before a military tribunal. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care because they'd been pulled out of Grandpa's suitcase at airport security and subjected to chemical testing and rigorous internal security, as had Grandpa. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a suspicious-looking bearded man who appeared to have many short helpers. We suspect these helpers of being members of the terrorist network known as Elf-Qaeda. To make a long story short, Mama in her kerchief was lying in bed while visions of sugar plums dusted with a mysterious white powder danced in her head. All of a sudden, she heard such a clatter that she sprang to CNN to see what was the matter. She saw me making long statements about vague threats of an unspecified nature which we could do nothing about. She realized that if there was any shot at all at having a Merry Christmas, she should immediately turn off CNN and go back to bed.
The end. Yes, the media could ruin your whole holiday. And we always kick off our show on Mondays with one of the key folks from Media Matters for America. They're on the web at MediaMatters.org. Welcome, Paul Waldman. How are you today?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. We're starting to get into the Christmas spirit here. We have not yet dipped into the Christmas cheer today, but there's time for that.
Well, that's good.
And how are you?
I'm doing just fine here in Washington.
And are you going to unplug for Christmas?
Unplug? Well, maybe. Who knows?
The Media Matters team has to keep working because there will be news. There will be stuff to cover and critique.
There always is. Yeah. It never stops.
So let's start off with Mr. Ethics and the man with the highest standards in America, Bill Bennett. We've got a clip here from CNN where he's been helping bash Al Gore and the whole concept of global warming. And why don't we go ahead and listen to Bill Bennett, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
More than Don Rumsfeld. I want to move on and talk about Al Gore a little bit, your former boss. He's got all these screenings now for An Inconvenient Truth, his movie, his film on global warming. But a lot of people are suspicious that, you know what, he still has that itch He wants to be president of the United States.
The former boss reference is to Donna Brazil, who's on the set with Bill Bennett here.
To throw his hat back in the ring.
Well, for now, he said he's not interested, but he hasn't closed the door. But I think what Al Gore is trying to do now is to keep his commitment to the activists, to, you know, to educate people, to activate them. He's holding over 1,800 house parties tomorrow night across the country, 7 p.m. I know Bill Bennett will probably tune in and watch
it. Because I think it's an easier win for a Republican. But by the way, when they got it tuned into the Al Gore channel tomorrow night, if they flip by accident they get Obama, people aren't going to go back. But by the way, half the people in the country in the northern tier are going to have to fight through snowstorms to watch this global warming.
So what exactly did he mean there about fighting their way through snowstorms? Is that to debunk global warming, that if we had global warming it wouldn't snow in the northern half of the country?
Yeah, I think that that's pretty clear that that's what he was trying to say. I know in Washington it's about 70 degrees here in December. You know, it makes you wonder sometimes. There are these occasions where I think a lot of conservatives feel like they just have to take a certain position because that's the position that they're that it just seems like they have to take, even if it's ridiculously intellectually dishonest. I mean, you have, you know, for so long they were saying, oh, you know, global warming doesn't exist, and then they sort of moved to, well, of course it exists, but we're not responsible for it. But there are still some people saying that it doesn't exist, and apparently Bill Bennett is among them, and it just kind of makes them look ridiculous. You know, if Al Gore is concerned about global warming, then it must just be a myth. You know, it reminds me of Ann Coulter's last book. She had two chapters in her book trying to debunk evolution, saying it just never happened. And, you know, you almost sense this sort of sense of obligation on their part. They don't really believe it. I have trouble thinking that Bill Bennett, who, you know, is many things but a fool is not one of them, that he really thinks that global warming is all some sort of hoax. But he almost feels an obligation when the subject of Al Gore comes up and global warming that he has to, you know, go out and say that that it's all a myth in some way or another.
Now, do we have any indication of why Bill Bennett takes this position? Is it purely partisan politics that if Al Gore is for it, he's got to be against it? Is it a connection to the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the Exxon and other corporate-funded so-called think tank that has as its major priority trying to create doubt about climate change?
You know, I'm not sure, but I think another important question is, why is Bill Bennett on our television screens? I mean, here you have a guy who, you know, as you said, wrote all these books about morality and everything, and then it turns out that he was a slot machine junkie, and had spent, I don't know what it was, over $1 million playing the slots in casinos. Then, you know, you had some outrageous statements that he made when we all remember that he said that you could reduce crime by aborting every black baby.
Yeah.
And after that, it was after that, all that controversy, that CNN decided to hire him as a political analyst. You know, it really does make you wonder about who's making these kinds of decisions. I'm not saying that there shouldn't be a conservative voice on there to counteract the liberal voice when they have one on, but why does it have to be Bill Bennett?
Yeah. Well, and that's probably a book-length subject, Paul. The way the guests are selected on the TV programs today, it really is mind-boggling when you look at it. And whenever I watch MSNBC and they trot out Pat Buchanan to offer prescriptions for the Democratic Party, I just say, wait a minute. I mean, you can have no more partisan a Republican, no more virulent a hater of the Democrats. And routinely, they bring him on to talk about what the Democrats are doing wrong and how they could do it better.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see that across so many different shows on cable that there are more conservatives than liberals or progressives who are brought on. It's a constant problem and one that we at Media Matters have been pointing out for a long time.
Now, it appears that at Media Matters you have a Chiron desk. There's a very interesting piece posted on the homepage today, again about CNN, about their use of graphics and the way these graphics often are misleading in relation to the actual coverage that underlies them and also to the facts that either are being presented or may have been shaved from the story that's being presented.
You know, this is something we notice every now and again. For the uninitiated, a chyron is that caption that appears on, at the bottom of the screen. There's a lot of them on cable news. And one of the things we've noticed just recently is that that some of those same storylines that we've criticized in the past are appearing in those chyrons. You know, so the one that we were pointing out today had to do with the plans for Iraq. Pictures of Nancy Pelosi talking, we see these chyrons that say things like Pelosi's agenda, what's missing? Pelosi did not discuss Iraq. Or what Iraq plan with a big question mark under a picture of Nancy Pelosi? And there's another one that says Dems made no mention of the war in Iraq. Dems deeply divided over their Iraq policy. So the Democrats are being criticized for not having enough of a detailed plan on Iraq, as we've seen before. But there's somebody else who doesn't really seem to have a detailed plan on Iraq, and that is the guy who has supposedly been running it for the last 3.5 years, President Bush. And he has recently said that he's not going to really offer a plan anytime soon because he doesn't want to be rushed. This is sort of extraordinary given the place that we've come and how long it's been. But the discussion on CNN of George Bush's situation with Iraq doesn't have any of that no plan, where's the plan questions. What we see in those chyrons is things like new Iraq strategy, new military strategy, war plans, the fight for Iraq, President Bush weighing options, things like that that show that make it seem absolutely appropriate that he's not being rushed into this decision, as he says. But the fact that the Democrats, their plans have been less than detailed, or at least not as detailed as people on CNN appear to want them to be, means that they have no plan. And we see that reiterated over and over and over again.
Well, and the Baker Commission, while it avoided finger-pointing and actual assessment of blame, made it very clear that we have a series of bungled policies in Iraq on you know, many different aspects of the occupation and our efforts to stabilize the government there. Yet we don't see the graphics reflect that.
Yeah, absolutely not. And that's just a smaller part of the larger storylines that we're seeing. You know, it's not that Bush hasn't gotten some critical coverage over Iraq, as well he should. But this whole question of whether or not when he's actually going to come out and say what he wants to do is not being posed as in and of itself something that's problematic. Whereas, you know, if the Democrats don't come up with an 800-page proposal every week, then they're the ones who supposedly have no plan.
Yeah. Here's a screen. And by the way, if you log on to Media Matters, you can scroll down and see a bunch of screenshots here. And it is quite powerful to see the difference between the negatives they put on the screen over Pelosi and the very generous comments they put over Bush and his coverage. Here's one. White House not saying if Bush wants Iraq reinforcements. Well, that's a very critical issue. We're hearing all sorts of surrogates talk about a surge. We're going to surge forces by 30 to 50,000 short term. And yet that flies in the face of many of the political and military leaders in the Iraq study group and outside who have said there isn't a military solution to this. And yet I don't see that on the screen here. Surge forces, no military solution. They never managed to quite get that detailed.
Yeah, absolutely not. And, you know, we're now all talking about this surge, and I don't think there are enough people asking whether or not it's actually going to work and what happens after we surge.
Right.
And it's not like we're just, you know, taking these forces out of thin air. There are people who either were supposed to go home but are going to be kept over, or were supposed to be going there at some point later but are going to be going earlier than they were supposed to. And I haven't heard much discussion of what's supposed to happen, you know, in the months after this surge occurs and what happens when the surge is over.
Right, yeah. Well, it's a fascinating period of time here as you come out of the election with the promise of significant change, and now in short order it appears to be more of the same with more troops going long and strong. And a little later today, I think I'm going to call CompUSA or one of those places and see if I can order a surge protector. You know, like for 51 votes, that's not volts, 51 votes. That's the surge protection I'm looking for. We're going to take a break and continue with Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America on the web, mediamatters.org. Got a question or comment? Bring it on now. 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you?
Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Just arrived, Carmel a Treasure, a first combination calendar history book with souvenir maps archiving Carmel today. Entirely rendered in watercolors by Lisa Bryan, this brilliant calendar and book combo captures the charm of Carmel. A special gift, now available at Lisa's studio in Court of the Fountains and other bookstores and gift shops in Carmel. For more information, call Lisa Bryan at 626-5435, 626-5435.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Aloha, I'm Jay.
And I'm Ginger.
And we would like to invite you to our family restaurant at Pizza Paradise, serving the biggest, best, and boldest pizzas from our Marina location at 215 Reservation Road. It's in the Marina Village Shopping Center across from Wells Fargo Bank. Try one of our specialty pizzas like the Ginger's Island Paradise, or for the meat lovers, a Meet Me in Paradise. We're open Tuesday through Sunday and offer a banquet room for up to 80 people. We deliver to Marina and CSUMB.
Call 582-9149.
It's a Pizza Paradise.
That's 582-9149.
The Peter B. Collins Show continues 22 minutes past the hour. My guest, Paul Waldman from MediaMatters.org. And, hey, if you've never been to the Media Matters website, you got the long holiday break and in-between football games, log on to your computer and check it out. It's a great resource, and it'll help you think critically about what you see on television news. And in print, too. They do a great job in both areas. Paul, up next, I want to talk about this interesting encounter between MSNBC's Nora O'Donnell and First Lady Barbara Bush. And it appears that Nora was seeking some positive Republican talking points from the First Lady.
To a certain extent. You know, just as a background, we heard for a long time, let's say around few years now that things were actually going great in Iraq, but that darn liberal media just wouldn't tell us about it. This is what conservatives said over and over again. You know, schools are being built. There's houses being painted, children eating ice cream, and everything in Iraq is just puppies and butterflies. But that liberal media is just concentrating on things like bombings and kidnappings and not getting the real story out, which is how great things are going there. That's what they told us again and again and again for years. But I don't know if you've noticed, they've kind of stopped saying that recently. There's kind of a weight of facts and time that has really just overtaken that argument. Nobody believes that anymore, and as the American public has increasingly turned against the war, just given how many casualties there are, how awful the situation has become, that death spiral into civil war, anyone who would make that argument nowadays would really be laughed out of the television studio. Well, it turns out there is one person who still wants to make that argument, and that is the First Lady, Laura Bush. She was being interviewed by Nora O'Donnell, and she said that when Nora O'Donnell asked her a question about some of Bush's poll numbers that said that, you know, people didn't really approve of how he was handling the war, Laura Bush said that she understood that because the coverage was just so bad, but there are a lot of good things that are happening that aren't covered. And what Nora O'Donnell said was, well, tell us some of those good things that people should know about.
All right, let's listen to the sound of an apple being polished.
I know you read the newspapers, so you know some of the discussion out there is that the president is going to dismiss the recommendations of the Iraq study group and not take the fruit salad, as James Baker
said. Well, I don't know what that is,
choose.
But I'm sure that he will pick and choose because it's important for him to do that, to pick the ones that are most effective, that the generals think are most effective. And he'll do that.
Let me ask you then finally just about public opinion when it comes to the Iraq war. At NBC News, we have a new poll out we sponsor with the Wall Street Journal. And the numbers show 2 out of 10 Americans now approve of the president's handling on Iraq. 7 out of 10 less confident that the war will be successful.
Well, I understand why those polls are like that, because of the coverage that we see every single day in Iraq, and it is not encouraging coverage. For sure, there's no doubt about it. But I do know that there are a lot of good things that are happening that aren't covered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the drumbeat in the country, from the media, from the only way people know what's happening, unless they happen to have a loved one deployed there, is discouraging. And you know, I know that the facts are not as discouraging.
Yeah.
Absolutely, there are. And people do know that and see that, but there are also good things going on that people don't have the chance to see.
What are some of those good things that people should know about?
Schools that are being built, parts of the country that are peaceful, and people are trying to rebuild their lives in a large part of Iraq. And we hear that. We hear that from friends. We hear that from Iraqis. We hear it from our troops who are there. And So I'd like to see the media get a little bit more balanced view.
Yeah, you know, there should be a special series of stories, Paul, about the bright side of death squads.
Yeah, it really is quite remarkable. I mean, the idea that, you know, in this country where, you know, somewhere between 100 and 200 people get murdered every day, we have these mass kidnappings. It's, you know, everyone who is honest in any way acknowledges that this is a real civil war. You know, the idea that, well, there are parts of the country that are peaceful and schools are being built and that's the real story, it's just kind of ridiculous. And it just, you know, she kept referring to, well, the coverage is discouraging. It's not the coverage that's discouraging, it's the facts. And
if
something
anything,
else we should note, too.
If anything, the coverage is...
The reporters who are there reporting from Iraq, they really are heroes. They are doing extraordinarily dangerous work to try to tell people what's going on. And you hear these intimations from the right. You know, recently Tony Snow accused, the White House spokesman, accused David Gregory of NBC of asking a partisan question when he read him something from the Iraq study group report. And we hear that accusation thrown at reporters all the time. If you report facts that don't reflect what the White House spin is, then you must be a partisan. You must be trying to undermine them. Well, you know, journalists who are in Iraq are, for the most part, doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is telling us what's actually going on. And if it doesn't accord with what the White House says, that doesn't make it untrue. That doesn't make it partisan. they're doing their jobs, and they're doing so under conditions that their critics don't have the guts to face. And so I think that ought to be acknowledged, too, is that those people who are out there putting their lives on the line in order to inform the American public, they deserve some credit for what they've done over the last few years.
And because of the security situation, the coverage is sharply limited. We're not getting the full story of the dark side of Iraq either. Paul, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us today. I want to direct people to MediaMatters.org. Check out the Glenn Beck section. That guy, he needs a comeuppance. Thank you, Paul.
It's my pleasure.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything's a taste you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a pillar affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a Baba Ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery in PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Doesn't your Volvo deserve to be maintained and repaired by the best? Hans Auto Repair in Seaside is locally owned and operated by Mike Brooks and Tracy Polacco. Tracy is a factory-trained Volvo service advisor. Mike is a factory-trained and certified Volvo technician with over 17 years of experience servicing and repairing Volvos. Join the many Monterey Bay Volvo owners who only trust Hans Auto Repair to service their Volvos. Hans Auto Repair is at 384 Olympia Avenue in Seaside. Call Hans at 583-9820. That's 583-9820.
Don't your children deserve the very best for the holidays? Locally owned and operated for 36 years, Thinker Toys has been the first holiday shopping stop for generations of parents in Carmel and Monterey, where owner Mark Phillips and his staff take great pride in personally serving every customer. Thinker Toys is dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly. While Thinker Toys specializes in educational toys for newborns through six-year-olds, there's no better place than Thinker Toys to buy great toys for thinking kids of all ages. Make your child's Christmas, Hanukkah, Chrismica, Kwanzaa, or the holiday of your choice extra special with high-quality educational toys and games from Thinker Toys. Open every day at 10 a.m. in Carmel at 7th and San Carlos and in Monterey at the Del Monte Center. Drop by Thinker Toys today and tell Mark that Peter B. sent you. Happy Holidays from Thinker Toys. It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay Area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and, through electronic filing, get you that refund as soon as you need it. In 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, the choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2 1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
Hi, this is Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Radio Show. Every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview authors, chefs, winemakers, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
Do it.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Satirical musical performer Roy Zimmerman is going to join us in about a half an hour. On his last visit here, his truck broke down. So today, he showed up 35 minutes early. That is a work ethic in a musician. This half hour, we want to take a look at the long war that America appears to have lost, if we're honest about it. We're talking about Richard Nixon's so-called war on drugs. Yeah, it goes back that far, before anybody'd ever heard of crack. Neil Pierce is a syndicated columnist, and he's also a founder of the National Journal, former political editor of the Congressional Quarterly. He's written 12 books. He is the author of 24 Pierce reports on the compelling issues for the future of the metropolitan areas of the newspapers that he is published in. And he joins us on the program this afternoon. Neil Pierce, welcome.
Greetings. Glad to be with you.
How do you do, sir?
Fine, thanks.
And I want to spell your name for people because you have some vowels in different positions where people might have heard them on the radio. It's N-E-A-L, and Pierce is P-E-I-R-C-E. So if you want to Google Neil Pierce, it helps if you spell it correctly.
Just remember, there's no pie in Pierce.
No pie in Pierce. Okay.
P-E-I.
That either is going to make it very easy or it'll just confuse people further. Well, I wanted to invite you on the program today because I read a piece that was published about a week ago at Common Dreams, and it's entitled The Other War We Can't Win. And Neil Pierce, at this time of year, I think of the presidential pardon privilege, and I think of the thousands of men and thousands of women in this country who are doing long stretches in prison as a result of the so-called war on drugs. And in particular, I'm offended that there are so many women who answered the phone and said, my boyfriend's down at the gas station, or who were along for a ride when some cocaine was picked up. But these women often got a full minimum mandatory sentence, while their boyfriends, husbands, or other characters in their lives plea bargained, often testified against them, and wound up on the streets in 2 or 3 years. There has been incredible injustice dealt out during this so-called war on drugs in this country.
That's correct, and it continues, and we have hundreds of thousands of people behind bars on fairly minor drug charges. We have more people behind bars than any other nation on earth, both in terms of raw numbers and per 1,000 or 100,000 population, however you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And the drug war is at least a quarter, if not a half, of that predicament.
Right. In the California state prison system, it's estimated that 61% of the long-term inmates are there for nonviolent drug offenses.
Well, that says quite a bit. The question is, what serves the public purpose? Are we better protected as a society because those folks are sitting behind bars, or would we be better off in almost every case, except where there is violence involved, looking for other ways than incarceration to set a person on a better path?
But isn't a rational approach to drug policy in this country simply politically incorrect, taboo?
Yes, because we're unwilling to talk about the obvious solution, which is the solution we found to our war on alcohol. We had prohibition of alcohol for a decade and a half. It was a miserable failure. It created huge criminal rings, and we stopped it, and the criminal rings dried up.
And we didn't learn from that, from the repeal of the Volstead Act, did we?
It would appear that we did not learn, and we've had now 30 years, which have it also has social and racial undertones.
Yeah.
It's getting those people. It's getting... I mean, if you look back, you'll find that whenever drugs are prohibited and the users are demonized, it's someone that is not liked or is discriminated against by the wider society.
Mm-hmm.
Opium dens operated by Chinese immigrants, cocaine used by oppressed Southern field hands who were really trying to do something about the terrible pain that became associated cocaine with Negroes, alcohol use identified with urban Catholic immigrants, marijuana smoking with Mexicans. I mean, it's just overborne Puritanism applied again and again.
And at what point do you think Americans will become rational about drug policy, or is that something that you cannot predict in our current foreseeable future?
The irony is that we could save incredible amounts of money, like, you know, $30, $40 billion a year that we're now spending on this war. We could have many more people who have successful lives and pay taxes. We could do away with these horrible drug-selling operations in inner cities, which make hell holes of some places in those cities. And we could clean up our Foreign Policy Act if we would simply take a clear look at what this problem is doing to us.
Mm-hmm.
But we're unwilling to do it because so many politicians apparently feel they made a lot of hay by claiming how tough they were going to be on drug users. And so we're not looking at where our real national interest lies. We're instead simply a captive of the political sloganeering and people's legitimate fear, gee, what if someone, more people were out there using drugs on the streets? Well, there's no proof that there'd be any more use with legalization or at least some medical dispensation of drugs than there is now.
Neil Pierce is with us, syndicated columnist. We're talking about the so-called war on drugs. If you have a comment or if you've been touched by this, maybe you have a son or daughter or a brother who's hooked on methamphetamine and you've seen the damage that that causes and you wonder, well, gosh, could we outlaw this more effectively? Is there a way to use the legal process to keep people from being drawn to drugs? I don't believe so. But you may have thoughts about that. Meth has turned into a virulent family wrecker, and I know a number of families who've been deeply affected by it. So I'd like to hear your thoughts today at 888-5-PETER-B. The number again is 888-573-8372. Neil Pierce, you referenced some of the racial issues, and just yesterday the San Francisco Chronicle published the results of a lengthy study of arrests by the San Francisco Police Department. African Americans comprise about 7.8% of the population in the city and county of San Francisco, and in the past year that it was measured in 2005, 50% of the arrests were of African Americans, almost entirely males. Now, while that's a system of pathology, some of those people were arrested more than once. A lot of different issues. The cops say the courts are too lenient, and the courts say the cops bring them cases that they can't win convictions on. But the bottom line is that those statistics show that there's a huge problem here, and our draconian drug laws are a key part of that.
And the way you can help folks not be rearrested is through drug treatment programs. Not by arrest. The arrest and the incarceration usually is simply an introduction to further criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, but very often, let's put it that way.
Now, let's take a minute here to talk about the international impact, because Colombia remains in a state of civil war with three or four different factions vying for control of the coca exportation from there. Well, let's just start with Colombia, then we'll mention a couple of other countries. Your thoughts?
Well, my thought on Colombia is that we have, with our Operation Colombia that was started under President Clinton, enthusiastically continued under the current administration, we are using another form of warfare. We're spraying from the air in an attempt to cut back on the coca crops. Apparently, we have eradicated a fair number of crops, but the fact is that the exportation from Colombia apparently net at the end of each year is as great as it ever was.
Mm-hmm. Well, but
the appetite for the coke is heavily U.S. from the United States. So, well, the question remains: why can't we do something with our own population rather than starting a semi-military type of operation in South America?
But in Afghanistan, we reduced the export of poppy-based opium, and, well, now it's back above pre-war levels.
Well, and that is not all U.S. demand, obviously, although a large portion of the world's heroin production apparently comes out of Afghanistan. And there are other countries which have laws like ours, although very few quite as ferocious, although some are. So I don't know that we can make the connection from Afghanistan to the U.S. demand as clearly as we can make it on the question of cocaine from Colombia and other parts of South America, or marijuana, which apparently is becoming a major export out of Mexico into the U.S.
And Mexico is the scene of really nasty street battles and violence between drug lords and the authorities.
A terrible amount of violence and killings of police chiefs and innocent bystanders killed. It's a huge, huge tragedy, and one of the bars to Mexico getting back more on its feet and becoming a country where people want to stay rather than emigrate out to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with syndicated columnist Neil Pierce. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go to your phone calls. So if you'd like to join this conversation about the failed war on drugs and how we can adopt more humane drug policies in this country, you're welcome to join us. Toll free, it's 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. That's our number here at the Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside. Politicians may come and go, but for the past 33 years, Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey. Technically proficient, Dr. Turner specializes in listening to every patient's concerns and feelings. And because Dr. Turner cares about you, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112, 831-375-1112, 815 Cass Street in downtown Monterey. For all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner, 375-1112. He listens, he cares.
Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
I'll tell you what I got cooking. Dinner's ready. I went to dinnersready.com, chose 8 gourmet dinners, made an appointment, and went to their storefront in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove and prepared the meals there myself. Now I'm cooking them in my own home.
What's that you say? Dinner's ready?
That's right, dinner's ready. It's the newest concept in home cooking. They do all the shopping and chopping, and I get all the credit. If you're too busy to go in and make your dinners, they'll even do it for you. So sign up at dinnersready.com, stop by and see them in the Country Club Gate Center in Pacific Grove, or give them a call at 645-9100. That's 645-9100. Dinner's ready.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. Here's a song from about 1970, in the very early stages of the war on drugs. Great music from a bad movie called Superfly.
The darkest of night, with the moon shining bright, there's a set going strong, a lot of things going on.
wanted him for so long. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Hard to understand.
We're talking with syndicated columnist Neil Pierce about the article that he wrote called The Other War We Can't Win, about the war on drugs, as it's called. And in the article, Neil Pierce, you reference Milton Friedman, who passed away recently. And in the ink that was spilled in his honor at his passing, I don't recall seeing anything about his very strong libertarian views about drug policy.
It was quite interesting. It was barely mentioned just here or there. But practically nobody in the press made a point of it, and that's why I thought it was worthwhile noting that for years Friedman had been insisting that, first of all, the drugs should not be prohibited any more than alcohol, from his experience watching Prohibition when he was a young person. And then his belief, I think, as a libertarian in freedom, that people should be responsible for their own actions and be able to guide their own lives. And then he got into a big debate with William Bennett, who was the drug czar back in the late 80s. He told Bennett at one point that the drug war you propose of more police, more jails, use of the military in foreign countries, harsh penalties for drug users, and a whole panoply of repressive measures just make things worse. And apparently Friedman had pretty good vision of what was going to happen.
I'm thinking back about 15 years. I was hosting a radio program in San Francisco, and a congressman, an arch-conservative from Orange County, Bill Dannemeyer, came on the program. He was running for the United States Senate, and blessedly, he didn't win. But he actually talked publicly about being ready to write off a whole generation of, he didn't say African-American, he said inner-city youths. And I know what he meant. And in many respects, isn't that what we've actually done?
Well, it is certainly what we've done. If you look at the degree of incarceration and reincarceration of people in the inner cities, because on the one hand, we're providing few economic opportunities, except for this drug trade, which tends to criminalize what would be normal teenage exuberance and experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
And lead one into worse and worse crime.
Well, and also just the basic economic issues. If you live in the hood, there aren't that many opportunities. And there is a guy saying, if you just stand on the corner and tell me if the cops are coming, I'll give you $50.
Yeah, plus when the Congress wrote the laws on crack cocaine, they made the penalty 100 times greater than that for regular cocaine.
Yes, they did.
So that says something about our approach. Now, there are ways to do this that simply don't throw the doors open to any kind of illegal drug sold on any street corner anywhere. The Seattle Bar Association has been working with the state legislature there, and they have some very interesting approaches which would take perhaps the very dangerous drugs like heroin and coke and meth and make those available for registered addicts. But in controlled amounts in mm-hmm. medical settings,
yeah.
That which has been tried quite a bit in Europe and succeeded, whereas something like marijuana, which is, goodness knows, it's more heavily used by teenagers than tobacco by some recent studies, you would try to control it the way that you would try to control the distribution of liquor and try and do your very best to keep it out of the hands of children.
Well, and Neil Pierce, we have a medical marijuana law here in California that is routinely abused by the federal government, led by Republicans who talk about the importance of states' rights and trying to reduce the size of the federal government.
Well, we know how much the philosophy of states' rights is applied under this administration. It's been minimal in actual effect.
Yeah. Ruth is on the line from Phoenix. Ruth, thanks for calling. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show with columnist Neil Pierce.
Hi, Peter. I just wanted to make a comment on a couple things that your guest was saying.
Uh-huh.
I happen to be in a family that's dealing with a drug problem. And you know, it's my sister, and she has 7 children. She doesn't feed them. She doesn't take care of them. She's never home because she's always out getting high. You know, we live in the hood, and most of it is marijuana, although I think she might be doing some meth on the side because she's up all night and kind of tweaky. But, you know, my fear here is my best friend just got out of prison yesterday, as a matter of fact. She's white, 37 years old. First offense, got 4 years for methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, she had lost her house, her car, her home, her child. So I'm hoping that nobody here is suggesting we legalize any of these drugs, because I live with it, and I also do property management, and I deal with ex-felons, and I allow them to move into my apartment complex, which is really rare. Nobody wants to take them.
Now, Ruth, can I just challenge you on what you just said in a
sure.
a respectful way?
Mm-hmm.
I would just ask you, which part of the current legal criminal justice system approach to drug use is working? Mm-hmm.
I also was married to a police chief at one time, and I'm telling you, just like he told me, you know, 20 years ago, there is no war on drugs. I agree with what you say as far as the government is doing nothing but arresting the users. But I will tell you that my friend that just got out yesterday is going down tomorrow and thanking the DEA agent that arrested her 4 years ago, because she herself said, I wouldn't be alive today if I wasn't in prison and got cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that, you know, that works for some people. And
right.
I'm happy to hear that at the moment, you know, your sister's in that frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to ask you again, in the big picture, what part of the war on drugs is working?
None.
Okay.
None.
So,
I don't think
so,
legalizing it's going to be the answer.
All right, but Ruth, wait.
These people.
Ruth, I understand your point. But my point is that we have to come up with new ways of thinking and new approaches to these problems. Not every drug crime is the same. Not every person is the same. Many people self-medicate because they're bipolar or schizophrenic or have other serious emotional or psychological problems.
I agree
so
with that.
So we need a very comprehensive approach that does treat those who will respond.
Ruth,
you're kind of interrupting.
Ruth, I'm sorry.
What I wanted to say is that not everybody can respond to a public health approach. But that doesn't mean that by default everybody has to be given a criminal justice approach to their drug issues. Let's ask Neil Pierce.
Well, I'm agreeing with you, obviously, Peter, and your approach. I think that the amount that we create new crime because of the prohibition of drugs has to be weighed into the equation, because we're creating a whole criminal class. We create immense amounts of make people criminals. We take their whole lives and break them apart.
And by ramping up the penalties, we risk greater life in law enforcement, the greater risk to the lives and health of law enforcement officials, because people have less and less reason to cooperate with the criminal justice system and more reason to confront it with a well-armed posse.
Yeah. Now,
I sure hope we come up with something.
Go ahead, Neil.
Well, I think that the question of the person who is kept away from drugs by the criminal law has to be taken seriously, and we have to look at ways of education and assistance of people to help them not be on drugs and have their lives ruined. We need to remember at the same time, alcohol is by many times over a far greater problem in society,
mm-hmm.
causing more violence, more ruined lives, more death by any measure than all these drugs, and yet we have decided that we have to handle that problem at least as best we can through education.
Yeah, and through legitimate distribution, and, you know, instead of having moonshiners and rum runners, you know, we've got beverages and more. Ruth, did you want to make a final comment?
I just hope somebody comes up with an answer, because you're right. An entire generation is being lost to this country, and I'm living right in the middle of it.
Well, my heart goes out to you, Ruth, and I hope that you and your family have a great Christmas and some healing goes on.
Thank you, and you too. Have
All
a
right.
good Christmas.
Great to Bye-bye. Talk with you. Neil, we have about 1 minute remaining. What else do you think people need to look at in terms of a rational approach to our drug policies?
Well, I do think we just need to find ways of assisting people. Alternative drug treatment programs, education, informing, but realize that when at the end of the day, you can forbid forever, but if you educate and you prepare people psychologically and with facts and with warnings, you can do a much better job without the horrible cost that we're now paying.
Well, Neil, thank you for being a courageous voice in a difficult debate, and I appreciate you joining us on the program today.
Thank you.
Neil Pearce, N-E-A-L-P-E-I-R-C-E. Find him at commondreams.org, and you can read the piece entitled The Other War We Can't Win. Thanks for listening to this hour of the Peter B. Collins Show. Up next, something completely different. Roy Zimmerman is here, armed with his guitar, and he's described as a fugitive, extremely dangerous.
Hi, this is Stephanie Miller. You know how much I love the Monterey Peninsula. You've got it all. Mountains, the sea, some of the best box wine I've ever had. You also have a great radio station, KRXA, your progressive prescription. So join me, voice guy extraordinaire Jim Ward, and producer Chris Lavoie as we take back America every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on AM 540.
The following is a test of the emergency alert system in accordance with regulations of the Federal Communications Commission. This station is testing its emergency alert system equipment. This is only a test. This has been a test of the emergency alert system. We now return you to regular
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News learns of plans for a major naval buildup in the Persian Gulf region.
Military officers say the buildup would take place after the first of the year.
After one climber is found dead, the search at Mount Hood continues.
I got two more to go get. I'm going to go get them.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. While much of Washington's attention has been focused on Iraq, CBS News national security correspondent David Martin reports the Pentagon plans a buildup of naval forces in and around the Persian Gulf as a warning to Iran.
The buildup, which would include adding a second aircraft carrier to the one already there, is being proposed as a response to what U.S. officials view as increasingly provocative acts by Iran. Recent Iranian naval exercises in the Persian Gulf, support for Shiite militias in Iraq, and its nuclear enrichment program, which U.S. intelligence believes is designed to produce a bomb.
The hardline policies of Iranian President Ahmadinejad have taken a thumping at the polls. In local council races, partial returns indicate a big win for so-called moderate conservatives who believe Ahmadinejad's harsh rhetoric has needlessly provoked the West. Now this.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-933-1951. That's 1-800-933-1951. 1-800-933-1951.
Hope faded today for two men still missing on Oregon's Mount Hood, and CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman reports searchers might be forced to give up soon.
Nothing is forever, so acknowledges Hood River County Sheriff Joe Wampler, who realizes that his aggressive search of Mount Hood for two remaining missing climbers may soon end because of Mother Nature.
Forecasts tell me we may have to take a break about Wednesday.
Wampler feels his best theory as to what happened to the two climbers is that they had an accident and slipped 4,000 feet into an avalanche-prone gully, but rain and snow may keep his theory on hold, maybe till spring.
I think that's going to drive us out of the woods.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Hood River, Oregon.
Robert Gates was officially sworn in as Secretary of Defense at the White House early this morning. Later, there was a ceremonial oath-taking at the Pentagon.
I, Robert Gates, do solemnly swear.
I, Robert Gates, do solemnly swear.
Gates will visit Iraq very soon. He warned today that failure in Iraq would be a calamity that could haunt America for decades. There's already a courthouse at Guantanamo Bay, but for the trials of high-profile terrorist suspects, CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports the Pentagon wants to spend $100 million on a brand-new facility.
That's right, a $100 million courthouse to try about 60 cases. That's $1.6 million per defendant just for the building. The trials will cost many millions more. Of course, these aren't run-of-the-mill defendants. They're terror suspects, including 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Still, both Republicans and Democrats in Congress are balking at the idea and the cost in private meetings with Defense Department officials.
Congress is likely to give this more scrutiny in January. A Pentagon spokesman says the new courthouse is needed so more than one suspect can be tried at a time under heavy security. Fred Flintstone was one of many memorable cartoon characters created by the Hanna-Barbera animation team. Joe Barbera died today at his home in Studio City, California. He was 95. Barbera and Bill Hanna, who died in 2001, teamed up at MGM. Their first big hit was a cartoon called Tom and Jerry.
We picked a cat and mouse, which was predicted to be a total disaster. Another cat and mouse, that's old stuff. So 50 years later, we're still doing them.
Hanna-Barbera's many successes included Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear, The Jetsons, and Scooby-Doo. Health investigators believe it was norovirus, a contagious stomach bug that sickened nearly 400 people who ate at an Olive Garden restaurant in Indianapolis last week. It was disinfected over the weekend and cleared to reopen today. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Deck the halls with boughs of halsley.
Ah, the sounds of TomTom portable navigation devices singing in sweet harmony. And now through the holiday season, if you buy any TomTom, you get $100 off.
$100 off.
It's the TomTom Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
$100 off.
Life may never be clean, but with Hoover, your floors can be. Hoover Floormate cleans all your hard floors. Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 Upright vacuums your carpets. Buy them together and get up to a $100 mail-in rebate. So use Hoover and keep it clean. Offer varies. See Hoover.com.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show. Thanks for joining us today. And I don't know about you, but that Christmas thing is starting to connect with me.
You better not cry. You better not.
Starting to wear on you already?
I'm telling you why.
No, not yet.
Okay.
I think I'm going to make it. Well, I think I'm going to survive the war on Christmas this year.
You're well armed, perhaps, yeah.
Roy Zimmerman joins us here on the Peter B. Collins Show this hour, and he joined us a few weeks back to present his new CD. It's the one about national security. Where did I put it here, Roy?
I don't know. It's probably hidden in a place where they'll never find it.
Here it is, Faulty Intelligence. And we've been playing the heck out of this.
Well,
we love these tunes. We'll probably sneak in a couple, even though they're not Christmasly themed, because they're so powerful.
Good. Please do.
Now, Roy, you also brought your Christmas CD called Peace Nick.
And it's sort of a pan-humanic holiday Christmas satire CD.
And the Nick is spelled N-I-C-K?
Right.
Yeah?
Because that's who we're talking about, is the peaceful old Saint Nick.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to favor us with a couple of tunes from this today, but you also brought some CDs that we can give away to our vast listening audience.
It's a time of giveaways. Christmas is, you can throw those down people's chimneys, perhaps.
And I don't have to get up at 7 a.m. and stand in line to get some Nintendo Wii-E-E-E box?
Yeah, or fight kids off with a stick.
So if you call the program this hour until we run out, we will reward you with a copy of this Christmas CD from Roy Zimmerman called Peacenik. You can get on the line now, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And let me fade out Tony Bennett. So we can listen to Roy Zimmerman.
He's always playing in the back of my head.
Yeah.
So he's still going. Right now. The true war on Christmas, you know, is in those lines, the lines at the mall and whatever, you know.
Well, there was somebody who got shot while he was in line waiting for a PlayStation 3.
Exactly. Right.
So it's vicious out there.
It is, you know. And in fact, even though you requested the other two, and I'm going to start with a different one.
Okay. It's your guitar.
Little Johnny Johnson wants an M16. Sister Susie wants an Uzi and a submachine. Kids are making wishes and wartime strategies, singing happy, happy birthday to the Prince of Peace. Buy war toys for Christmas, have a happy holiday. Santa traded in his red cap for a green beret. Teach those happy little children to be Hellcats when they play, and have a very merry military day. Janie wants the latest deadly laser gun. Little Tommy asked his mommy for his own B-1. Kids are dropping napalm on their Christmas trees, singing happy, happy birthday to the Prince of Peace. Buy war toys for Christmas, have a happy holiday. Santa knows the mistletoe's a line in every way. Teach those happy little children to be Hellcats when they play, and have a very scary military day. Yes, have a very merry military day. Singing happy, happy birthday to the Prince of Peace.
I should have thought of this a little sooner.
There we go.
Roy Zimmerman live in the secret Peter B. Collins studios here as we're getting into that Christmas groove. And Roy, what's it like at your house? You told me you're in the middle of moving right here during the holidays.
It's absolutely chaotic.
Oh, that's awful.
That's the way we like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we have 1,001 excuses now. We can't find anything. We don't have to call anybody back. It's great.
Uh-huh. So tell me, what did you find in your move? Something that was hidden behind the dryer, something in the garage, something that you've been looking for.
Something I can talk about on the radio,
well, yes.
For instance. I found my harmonica. That
really?
Was nice.
Yeah, where was it?
It was you know, in the ukulele case, strangely
uh-huh.
enough.
Uh-huh. Now, is this the one strapped around your neck right now?
No, that was I found my E-flat harmonica. This uh-huh. is my A harmonica.
Okay.
That I've kept close. That I've kept under my pillow all the time.
I see.
Because Christmas does come around again, you know.
How many harmonicas do you own?
Well, there are 12 keys.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
You got an even dozen?
We do.
Yeah.
Actually, we have 2 dozen because you're never supposed to use anybody else's harmonica. Did you know that?
Well, it does make sense to me.
Public service announcement.
I don't like to pick up a freshly used harmonica.
I would rather pick one up that freshly used than's been sitting around for a couple of years, germinating.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the other side of the bacterial coin. Dave joins us from Eureka today. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, Peter? And you know, I didn't know that I was going to go on because you said if you'd like a copy of his Christmas album, call in.
Yeah, and I just picked up the phone to see who's here. We like to know who the lucky recipients are of a Roy Zimmerman Christmas CD.
Well, I think you've got a very creative guest there, and I'm sure that everybody will enjoy it.
Thank you, Dave.
And Dave, who would you like to give a shout out to in Humboldt today?
A shout out to?
Yeah, you know, Christmas greeting, holiday, depending on how you approach the whole scene.
That would be listening to Peter B. Collins?
Or, yeah, that might be listening on Christmas Day, because we're going to play this again on Christmas Day people's...
Yeah. I would like to say to all of my vets for peace that stand with us out there on Friday nights.
All right.
I say hello to them.
Okay. And Merry Christmas to one and all. Thank you, Dave. We'll get that CD in the mail to you and And I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, I guess I have to hold for Matt, then.
Yeah, hold on, and Matt will fill out an envelope with your address on it. And I'm going to put you on hold, unlike other people I managed to hang up on. Okay? Now, Roy, set us up for this one. We're going to play the studio version of I Won't Be Home for Christmas.
Well, it'll kind of set itself up, because you just need to know that the cut before it on the record is an instrumental. It's a version of Jingle Bells called Jingle Bell Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is self-explanatory.
Hey, folks, how about that band? Are we lucky they got pinned down by mortar fire or what? Really, fellas, my leg's off to you. And what a night, huh? Christmas Eve into Crete. Lit up like a Macy's window. And that's just me. And we're lucky tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to have a crooner in the crowd. Johnny, why don't you come up here? You know who I'm talking about, folks. Come on, let's make him feel welcome. Come on. Folks, I give you Johnny.
Thank you, Skippy. I won't be home for Christmas. Don't set a blaze for me. My share of good times there while I'm across the sea. If you should pray at midnight, pray for my soul to keep. I dream of you on Christmas, but I'm afraid to fall asleep.
You know, if I was home, I'd have the love of a good woman. And who needs that when you've got the adoration of a grateful Iraqi people? I'd be with my little baby daughter, but her mom told her not to talk to strangers. I'd be with all the people I love. My recruiter, he drives a Hummer too. My senator, he's got a son my age, he just bailed out of a DUI. 'Cause freedom isn't free. And my mom, I can see her answering the door. And the guy says, "Ma'am, I'm happy to report we saved your tax cut. Here's $1,000 in a shoebox with your boy in it." No, I'm glad to be here, defeating Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden, he was the guy who... Oh, never mind. So this one goes out to all those balding billionaires in that neocon think tank who love me. Thank God they never served in the military, or I wouldn't be here tonight. And if I should die, and the devil is standing there with his clipboard, he's gonna say, "You spent Christmas in Tikrit? I can't beat that. Get the hell out of here."
I dream of you on Christmas, but I'm afraid to fall asleep.
That's beautiful, touching, powerful, and slightly insidious.
Isn't it, though? That's my object, I think, with those songs.
Roy Zimmerman with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're going to take a break and continue. Hear more of his tunes from Peacenik, the Christmas CD. And there's still room for you to call and get a free copy for yourself. Lines open for you at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And when we return in the next segment, we're going to play one of Roy's tunes about Donald Rumsfeld and the War on Error. We'll talk about that coming up next here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
The days of wine and
the fastest growing disease in America is addiction. It's time we talk about it openly. This is Sheila Gale. Join me Saturday afternoons from 4 to 5 for 12-Step Talk Uncensored, where we deal with addiction. It's about time.
That wasn't there before.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Nancy.
And we're from the Potting Shed.
In Aptos. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. You have to look for us. We're in an old barn, but if you look for our mailbox, it's painted bright yellow and it's shaped like an old barn, so it makes it a little bit easier to find.
The barn has a lot of charm. People tend to come there just because the atmosphere is really nice.
And they'll come and have a cup of tea, bring their dog if they have one. All the dogs who visit know exactly where the cookie jar is. So it's that kind of a place. See, people feel very comfortable.
When we started, we were just strictly a garden shop with pots and plants, but we had to evolve through the years because nobody needed pots and plants in the middle of winter. So we started adding things, and now it's a full-fledged gift shop.
We work very hard to try and find things that are unusual and eclectic and well-priced. That's what our customers want. We're open from 10 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has 3 locations to serve you better wherever you live. All 3 locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or, in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Concern about the steady increase in home mortgage interest rates? Don't panic or overreact. Now is the time to analyze the many available options and to choose the best possible course. Leverage the equity in your home to reduce or eliminate high interest and non-deductible debt. Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage, invites you for a free consultation in his Salinas offices at 201 John Street. To schedule your free Creative Mortgage consultation, call Victor at 757-0436 right now. That's 757-0436.
Let's take a look at your drive in and around the Monterey Bay area. Carmel Valley checking in with some problems. Laurel's Grade Road just south of Miramonte Road. A stalled vehicle here. Trailer is partially blocking the right-hand lane. Over to Santa Clara County, Highway 52 at Watsonville Road. An accident's been reported. Now, 2 vehicles are involved. CHP's on the way. Doesn't look like injuries, but it will affect both sides of Highway 152. Taking a look at just some typical slow traffic for your afternoon drive. Southbound Highway 1 starting to see it getting a little more crowded between Monterey and Carmel. It's stall and crash free, but a little bit slow. Also eastbound 25, bogging down between Gilroy and Hollister. This first look brought to you by TomTom. TomTom Go is your portable everyday GPS solution. Just tap on the screen and a helpful voice guides you along your way. Learn more, visit TomTom.com. I'm Alex Daly, and that's traffic on KRXA 540.
I knew Weird Al Yankovic. I served somewhere with Weird Al Yankovic. And Roy Zimmerman, you are no Weird Al Yankovic.
I do know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an entertaining guy, isn't he?
He's a very nice guy, too. I don't want to, you know, blow it for him because, you know, he cultivates this sort of like acerbic image, I think. But he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So you got that guitar there. You want to play another tune for us?
I'll play a tune for you, yeah.
Christmas CD, and then we'll take some more phone calls here.
This will relate to everything we've talked about.
There's a turkey a-gobbling out in the yard. Now he's gutted and stuffed and he's basted and charred. And your father is whistling, washing the blood down the drain. Christmas is pain. There's a crowd on the hillside with hatchets and saws, and a keen disregard for the forestry laws. And they happily hum while the stumps slowly bleed in the rain. Christmas is pain. stockings are hung by the chimney with care, as if anyone in their right mind would hang them there. And some tired old crooner is croaking out carols again. Christmas theme. And 2/3 of the world doesn't give half a damn, and the rest are all bloated on marshmallowed yams. And if Jesus was here, he'd be sent to the back of the train. Christmas is pain, and the hungry are hungering on Hunger Street, while the people on Plenty Street eat. And you're forced to spend several hours conversing with your old Aunt Lorraine, who's insane, with a plane on a brain to Spain, where the rain stays mainly in the flat terrain. Christmas is
Now, Roy, you have a choice of applause, or this one's called Crowd Surge. See if you like the surge better.
Are they surging in or out of Iraq?
We're not sure.
Okay.
But once I get that surge protector, we'll all be better off.
Beautiful.
Don in Phoenix, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show. Say hi and happy holidays to Roy Zimmerman.
How you doing tonight? Happy holidays to you both. I was hoping that Santa might be listening so that he would give America a favor and do a rendition for us and pick up George when he's at the White House and drop him into Iraq.
Okay.
All right, maybe with a plastic turkey to hold for a photo op.
That'd be great.
Uh-huh.
See, Santa has an exit strategy.
All right, Merry Christmas to you, Don. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. I love your show.
All right, I appreciate that. Now, Roy, I have to tell you just how prescient you are. As you know, you and I once met in the mid-1990s in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And then no contact. And then your CD came to my obscure post office box. I put it in and I said, wow. And one of the songs that has been top of the pops here on the Peter B. Collins talk show is The War on Terror. And Donald Rumsfeld, on his way out of the Pentagon, admitted to a conservative commentator, because he doesn't talk to any lefties, that, I guess I don't think I would have called it the War on Terror. The word war conjures up World War II more than it does the Cold War. It creates a level of expectation of victory and an ending within 30 or 60 minutes of a soap opera. And furthermore, it's not a war on terror. Terror is a weapon. it took him 6 years to figure that out.
Again, it's all about PR. It's all about the expectation of victory, which, by the way, Donald Rumsfeld never inspired in me. The expectation of victory.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he thinks that the war on terror, because, you know, war, that word, conjures up an all-out effort that we're going to win.
Yeah. How about a war on bad guys? Well, a war on evildoers.
A war on morons.
Yeah. But war on terror has never meant a thing to me. This is a powerful tune from Roy Zimmerman's Faulty Intelligence.
There's this great Popeye cartoon where he gets inside a Bluto shirt. He's popping out of his sleeves, going, here I am, over here, you. And Bluto is confused. He's going,
hey, where'd you, why you,
And he's trying to beat up Popeye, and he ends up pummeling himself. And that is the war on terror. That is the war on terror. The war on terror. There's this old joke where a guy is walking home late at night. He sees another guy under a streetlight, searching frantically in the gutter. He says, hey man, what did you lose? The guy says, I dropped my keys about 6 blocks away. Why aren't you looking over there? Guy says the light's better over here.
that is the war on terror. That is the war on terror. Yeah, that's the war on terror. Is the war on terror. We got a vacuum cleaner on sale. Oh, I'm so sorry, but we're out of that model. But I can probably get you out the door for 200 billion more or less, probably more, with a model we call preemptive war that leaves your floor dirtier than before. There's that great quote about war, and I'm trying to remember who said it. That the people can always be brought to do the bidding of the leaders. You just tell them they're under attack and denounce.
We got to head to a break here. Roy Zimmerman will be with us the rest of this hour. If you're on the line, stay there. I'm Peter B. Collins.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
This is Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. As your licensed real estate broker, our mission at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors is excellence and contribution, and our only concern is to promote and protect your interests. Quite simply, if the best result for you means no deal for us, we will immediately tell you. Selling but concerned about tax consequences? As a CPA, I can advise you of the implications of any capital gain. Seeking income-producing property? With a Stanford engineering degree, I have developed cash flow analysis to evaluate various opportunities. If you're buying a home, my promise is to help you find your dream house under the most favorable terms. We at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors are dedicated to our community. We will contribute $250 out of every local transaction to the school of your choice. I am Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. Call me at 753-5310. That's 753-5310. Stop by 1271 North Davis Road in Salinas, across from Applebee's, or browse to PrunetaRealEstate.com.
The one group no one dares to diss. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's been pretty much open season on America's reputation, but there is still one group in America that will not be dissed. America's athletes. At Madison Square Garden, the Denver Nuggets, up by 19 points with about a minute left, kept their star players in against the Knicks. Knicks president Isaiah Thomas tried to warn them, and sure enough, as Denver's J.R. Smith was cruising to another humiliating dunk, Marty Collins said enough.
Marty didn't want to have our home crowd see that again. So he fouled him.
Players like Nate Robinson don't like being dissed in front of the home crowd.
It's like a slap in the face to us as a franchise.
So both benches went at it. Everybody suspended. Watch and learn, kids. And look at Terrell Owens of the Dallas Cowboys. He doesn't like the way cornerback D'Angelo Hall of the Atlanta Falcons has been talking about him.
I know last year I had over 100 yards, and he said he shut me down. So, you know, I've had that on my mind, you know, all year long. So I just wanted to come out and just prove and let him know that, you know, I'm a player to be reckoned with.
Which is why, according to Mr. Hall, Mr. Owens spit in his face during the opening drive of Saturday's game.
We kind of got in each other's face talking back and forth. And, you know, I lost all respect for him when he spit in my face.
Lost all respect. But, Mr. Hall, don't you understand? Mr. Owens is a player to be reckoned with.
I'm a player to be reckoned with.
You don't reckon with a man. What's he supposed to do? Not spit in your face? Frankly, his restraint has been remarkable. Considering what's been said about Terrell Owens over the years, that he has any saliva at all is a miracle. Now this.
I can save you $300 on your electric bill. Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound hotel vacuum is so efficient that over its anticipated life, you can save about $300 on your electric bill compared to all those heavy vacs. $300 savings make Orrick one of the best buys in America. I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Your carpets will look like new, and your electric meter will...
For whatever legal advice you need, go to Lawyers on Duty. Whether it's for your estate planning, divorce, custody, probate, or a living trust, Lawyers on Duty has experienced attorneys with realistic fees. There's no need to go anywhere else. At Lawyers on Duty, they're available, knowledgeable, and affordable. Located in the courtyard behind Rosine's on Alvarado Street, Monterey. Lawyers on Duty open every weekday 9 to 5. Call Lawyers on Duty 375-5100. 375-5100. Alan Kaplan, owner.
God listens to Billy Sunshine. Maybe you should, too. Sundays, 3 to 5 on KRXA 540 AM, The Billy Sunshine Show with Pilar. Coming soon.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, a Christmas special. And this hour will repeat on Christmas Day. Roy Zimmerman live in the studio with us. And as the decider heads down to the ranch with a huge decision on his shoulders, let's listen to Christmas in Crawford.
The cattle are lowing, and we're eating beef, and we've turned off the TV. That's a relief. And we're counting our blessings and praying for more. Christmas in Crawford, 2004.
Because you remember that's where he was 2 years ago as well, right? When the tsunami hit Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
We're petting our puppies and clearing our trees. We're riding and roping and dropping our G's. And the world on the outside is hard to ignore. But we manage. Christmas in Crawford, 2004. Ones are near. Bad things don't happen in my hemisphere. So pass me a pretzel and hey, what's the score? Christmas in Crawford, 2004. So well blessed, I say let 'em eat fruitcake, and God bless the West. And it's 6 weeks vacation and back to the war. Christmas in Crawford, 2004, and we clear the table like a wave clears the shore. Christmas in Crawford, 2004.
Unrestrained enthusiasm from our massive studio audience. Roy Zimmerman in the house.
They're West Point cadets, by the way.
Playing tunes for us today. And Carolyn and Tempe, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey there, Peter B. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Hanukkah to everybody.
Absolutely.
And if we're allowed to give a shout-out, let me take the opportunity to wish Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to my friends at Women in Black.
All right.
And Code Pink Women for Peace, and my friends in the Veterans for Peace, and Arizona Alliance for Peaceful Justice, and the End the War Group, the good people at NovaM Radio here in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And the Move On folks who helped us get J.D. Hayworth
out of office.
Oh, amen to that.
Hurrah! Well, then, hooray,
with,
hooray.
With all of those peace activities, you're going to treasure the Peacenik CD that will be added to your collection, Carolyn.
I will, and that will make my number two CD by Roy Zimmerman.
Wow.
I won one of his a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Collect them all. How many are there, Roy?
You're going to have to buy one, though.
Absolutely.
At some point, you're going to have to break down and buy one.
Absolutely. But I haven't had a chance to, Peter Beeson.
That's right. You just keep winning them. That's right.
Me up to go with my others. One of my very favorites is the one about Defenders of Marriage.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I die.
It nails it.
That one is so good.
Yeah, he's sent a CD over to Mary Cheney and Heather. Heather Poe, the daughter-in-law of the vice president, right?
Uh-huh. You would have to say.
Say, Peter B., I sent you an email earlier today. You probably haven't had a chance to look at it yet. But John Dean's written a killer article on impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And his suggestion in a nutshell is that we refocus. We do not have the votes to take Bush and Cheney out in the Senate. But he's suggesting we could do wonderful things for the country if we were to refocus that issue on the folks, his underlings who helped him get around the torture laws and the Geneva Conventions.
You mean Jay Bybee and John Yoo?
Exactly, because they, in the Constitution, he says under Article 1, Section 3, you know, they're talking about civil people. It's not just impeachment doesn't just apply to the president and vice president.
Right. No, it's true. And Bybee in particular has been appointed to a federal court.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, right?
Yeah.
The best one, just about.
It was till he got there, yeah.
Couldn't we take him out? And then there's John Yoo and all these little worms.
Well, I want to thank you for pointing that out. You're not the first person to send me that article. I did read
it
over the weekend, and we'll see if we can track John Dean on. We'll track him down and get him on the program.
That would be awesome because we really need to do what we can, and it would be just fantastic if we could get them out of office and preclude them from ever holding public office again.
Wonderful. Thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks, Peter
B. Right. Bye-bye. On line one, we have Mike in Eureka. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show with Roy Zimmerman.
Hi, Peter B. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Well, thank you. How are you today?
Very good.
Good.
When are we going to get you back up here again? We enjoyed having you up here.
Just invite me, and if I can schedule it, I will. I loved coming to Eureka and Blue Lake, and I was there in Trinidad and Ferndale. Really enjoyed your Redwoods, so send an invitation, and I'll make it happen.
All right. That's great.
All right. Any favorite tunes you want to talk about in the Roy Zimmerman collection that we've been shamelessly pounding on the program? All right. Well, you keep listening.
Okay.
And thanks for your call today. We'll send you off a CD. All right. Thank you for that call. Roy, I learned a few things over the weekend.
Yeah?
I dug into my musical archives, and I found the Foreman live at Luna Park.
Run, everyone.
And what I discovered is that you were born in Cupertino, California. It was explicitly stated on this CD.
Yes, it was. I was born in San Francisco, but very, very shortly thereafter, they threw me out, and I ended up in the South Bay, yes.
And the only other thing that people know about Cupertino, it's where Apple Computer is based.
Yeah. As soon as I left there, they moved in.
Uh-huh. You know, your house?
They may be there now. I don't know.
Well, here's one I dug out that I kind of like.
All right.
From the Foreman. Here we go.
Well, I'm so happy with the status quo. It should make my business grow. And children, if you're happy too, I've got a piece of good advice for you. Don't vote. Don't vote. Don't vote. Who are you to say what your future will be? Don't vote. Don't vote. Don't vote. Put the mock in democracy. Well, I know my government works for me. I got my congressman on speed dial 3. And I'm proud to say he represents all his most generous constituents. Don't vote.
How are we going to rock the vote when you have songs like this out there, Roy, telling young people not to vote? That's un-American.
Young people, of all people on earth, young people understand sarcasm.
Yeah.
They understand the irony of saying exactly the opposite of what you believe.
Right, but irony was canceled on 9/11. It's over.
That was ironic, wasn't
it? Yeah, but this was pre-9/11, so I guess it's okay.
That's when we started dropping, you know, food by day and bombs by night.
Now, one of my favorite songs from your era with the Four Men is one that I couldn't find in my CD collection, and it's called Do the Clinton.
Well, first I'll tell you that song has been reissued.
Really?
Yes. On a CD called The Best of the Foreman, available like all my CDs on my website, www.royzimmerman.com.
Okay.
I got that in there, kind of an AM radio kind,
really
of,
well
kind
done.
Of a way, what, didn't
yeah.
I? Yeah.
You know, the book authors always say, well, in my book
yes,
called
exactly.
Tragic Literature.
That's right.
Well, come on, everybody, get into the spin. Now that he's been in for however long it's been, grin a good old grin, tuck in your second chin, and everybody do the Clinton. Come on and slide over to the middle, straighten up and step light, lean it to the left a little, now lean a lot to the right. Come on and take a diplomatic sidestep. Now stomp on the nominee. Try appearing Jeffersonian. Bring another crony in. Everybody do the Clinton.
It's supposed to be a dance song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really loved it. And I was one of those people who never supported the Republicans, but Clinton was too corporate, too DLC, too compromising for me.
Yeah.
And we used that song a lot during the 90s. It really spoke for me, Roy.
Yes, and through you, maybe, too.
Well, perhaps. Margie joins us now from Oregon this afternoon. Hello, Margie. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show, and say hello to Roy.
Hi. This is a thrill, because I really get a kick out of your sense of humor, Roy.
Thank you.
But what amazes me is your versatility. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, he can go from Dylan to Elvis to his own voice. And many others. Have you ever counted your range?
Well, I'm an abstract impressionist, so none of them is really spot on, I would have to say. I do Al Green on the record. I do Chickens. I do Apes Gone Berserk. Who else have I done? Dick Cheney, certainly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But also a versatility in, you know, how you go about it, too, you know?
I try to choose the music, if this is what you mean, I try to choose the music that most aptly describes what the joke of the song is then, too, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I try to look for music that tells the same joke as the song is telling.
Ah. Oh, now I'll have to listen even closer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not on the net, so is there a phone number a person can order from?
You can, can I give a P.O. box?
Sure.
Is that cool? Okay,
yeah.
P.O. box 895.
895.
In San Anselmo, California.
San Anselmo.
A-N-S-E-L-M-O.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to St. Anselm's Church, they can't tell you what St. Anselm did to become a saint.
What's
he's
the zip code?
He's the patron saint of headaches.
Yeah.
The zip code is 94979.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I could order from that address.
Yes, please do.
Great. Well, thanks to you, Peter, for playing his work. I just love it when you do that.
It's my pleasure. And, Margie, we've got a Peacenik CD on its way to you, and then you can drop him a line and set an example for Carolyn to actually buy a CD and keep this starving musician from going to the poorhouse or becoming homeless or having to sell parts from his pickup truck.
Great.
Thank you, Margie.
Can I stay on the line?
Yeah, and we'll get your address. And also, Mike from Eureka, we need you to call back and give us an email or an address, it looks like. So please do that at 888-5-PETER-B. All those different voices and styles, what about Barry White? Is it going to come? Will the Muse produce Barry White?
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, you got to get way on the mic. You got to swallow the microphone. Oh, baby.
All right, we've stumped in. We'll take a break and return here on the Peter B. Collins Show, where Roy Zimmerman is live in the house.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the Old Granary Building, just two blocks from the aquarium. Or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
It's tax time again, and there's one progressive tax preparer in the Monterey Bay area who specializes in tax returns for W-2 and self-employed working people. Jim Moore Income Tax specializes in preparing tax returns that maximize your refund and, through electronic filing, get you that refund as soon as you need it, in 24 hours, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. The choice is yours. The personnel of Jim Moore Income Tax have been helping the hardworking Spanish-speaking residents of the Central Coast with immigration and tax preparation services for more than 30 years. You can get your tax return professionally prepared and electronically filed by bilingual tax professionals at a very reasonable fee. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. Jim Moore Income Tax at 30 Alexander Street in downtown Watsonville, just two blocks from the Central Plaza. Be sure to bring a copy of your 2004 federal and California returns, W-2-1099 info for 2005. Need your tax refund tomorrow? Visit the office of Jim Moore Income Tax today. 30 Alexander Street, downtown Watsonville.
Let's take a look at your driving in and around the Monterey Bay area. Problems in Carmel Valley, Laurel's Grade Road, just south of Miramonte Road. Watch for stalled vehicle. Still there. It's a trailer, so a little harder to move. It is partially blocking the right-hand lane, so a little tight squeeze as you make your way around in the left-hand lane. It's Santa Clara County, Highway 152 at Watsonville Road. A crash there. Two vehicles involved. Not any other further details there. CHP headed out to the scene. That's going to affect both directions of the highway. In Aptos, southbound Highway 1 after State Park Drive, a large trees down. Could be a Christmas tree. We see a lot of that on the highway. And in Santa Cruz, southbound Highway 17 at Highway 1, it's a stall. It's blocking one of the lanes of traffic. This look brought to you by Allstate. Old Man Winter has decided to join us for rush hour. Allstate knows that today should allow at least three times more space than usual between you and the car in front of you. Are you in good hands? I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
Peter B. Collins Show, the Christmas spirit has infused us. Roy Zimmerman is at our secret studio today with his guitar, playing tunes from the new Peacenik CD that you can find from Metaphor Records. And I've been requesting this all hour. Are you ever going to play Christmas Honorama Kadona Kwanzaa?
I might.
Yeah?
Pull my leg.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Ouch. This has to do with the war on Christmas. And last year there was this big, Bill O'Reilly. Right. That was right at the loony left's war on Christmas. You were a part of that. I'm sure you'll remember.
A victim. Yeah. I was a victim.
A victim of it? Yeah. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And, it was offensive to Christians, he said. And I think if anybody would know what was offensive to Christians, it would be like Bill O'Reilly.
Sure.
Because the folks at Walmart were saying Happy Holidays,
sure,
which was truly satanic. Walmart is a hotbed of Satanism anyway. So, the mortal world is languishing in deep December snows. The road of hope is frozen over, so's my nose. But even as all nations strive the others to destroy, one holiday brings every nation joy. It's Charisma, Hanorama, Kadana, Kwanzaa. What a merry multicultural time of year. I'm sure no matter where they celebrate over there, the time of year we celebrate over here. No matter what your creed or color, you're sure to have a real good time.
A definite yes to answer the question, can we all get along? Let's sing a Christmas from a Hanukkah and a Kwanzaa song. Humanity is drifting in an icy sea of strife. The giant quilt of life is crazy, so's my wife. But even as all things are dying, one event can steer the moribund toward moribundant cheer. It's Charisma, Hana, Ramaka, Dana, Kwanzaa. What a happy, heterogeneous holiday. In places near and far, wherever the heck you are, you'll find that they can revel the day away. No matter what your race or religion or lack thereof, you're sure to have a fifth night or eight or 12. A seasonal way for neighbors to say, how could we have been so wrong? Let's sing a Christmas from a Hanukkah and a Kwanzaa song. So don a party hat and kill the calf that's fat and throw a Roman Saturnalia. 'Cause when winter turns to spring and nature does her thing, you'll be wearing frilly frocks, resetting all your clocks for Floralia, Holy Easter, Passover, Vernal Equinox. What a pan-humanic extravaganza. What an ethnic, culture, religio jubilee. They're all joining hands in fifth disparate lands to form a harmonious throng to sing a Christmas from a Hanukkah and a Kwanzaa song. So lay aside your crushing load of earthly misery and sing a Christmas from a Hanukkah and a Kwanzaa song with me.
Roy Zimmerman here in the studio at the Peter B. Collins Show. Mike in Pebble Beach, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, happy Christmas, Peter, and to your very talented guest, Roy.
Thanks, Mike.
I guess there are a couple things I wanted to say.
All right.
One is, I don't recall the author's last name, but there's a brilliant Canadian lady who wrote a book called Long Shadows. And I would like to commend the book to Roy and hope that he could write a song illustrating the thesis of that book.
All right.
Which is basically that there's no victory, really, in war. And that the memories of each war persist down through the decades.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know very well, Peter, World War II, Vietnam, both grew out of the Treaty of Versailles.
Right.
So they do indeed cast long shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for that reason that I insist there is no such thing as victory in war. It's basically just an end of the killing.
Yeah, very well put, Mike.
And I wanted to say Merry Christmas to you, Roy, and to all the vets who are now lying in beds.
Yes.
In VA hospitals all over this country.
Yes, absolutely. That's right. It amazes me that such intellect and fortitude and bravery and all the positive virtues that we extol go into making war.
Yeah.
How much intellect there is that surround the president. I mean, we can say he's an idiot, and we can make a good case for that, perhaps, you know, but he's surrounded by brainiacs, and you know, all of the their intentions are violent and warlike toward hegemony in that region and so forth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an element of barbarism in it too that they take for granted and people like us recoil from. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Hey, and next time you're in Carmel, could you stop by the Sharper Image and tell them thanks for finding my cell phone and sending it back?
Oh, I sure will.
Okay, great.
By the way, you usually ask me what's the weather like here. Today it was sunny but very cold.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Always great to hear from you. And we got one more caller here, Sarge in Columbia, Mississippi. Hello, Sarge.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your call.
This is the first time we've talked. People usually hear me on Malloy or Dr. Mike Newcomb or Head on Radio Network.
Uh-huh. So you're a frequent caller to radio shows.
Yes, I am. Malloy has been really good, and he's one of them I'd like to send a shout-out to, along with Head on Radio. And those people who are doing so much to help Jackson County Community Services Coalition here in Mississippi, we're still hurting really, really bad from Katrina, and we have a lot of people, got 80,000 people on the Mississippi coast in FEMA trailers, and these things are horrible, just awful.
Yeah.
And Nova M has done a lot to help out. They put the director of the coalition on a couple of shows, and they've raised over $600 for him, and there's other projects they got in mind. And I, for one, deeply appreciate everything that Nova M and Head On and all of them are doing. And I just wanted to mention it and say, hey, if anybody else is interested, you can contact Nova M. They'll tell you how to get in touch with the proper people.
All right, Mike. Sarge, thanks a lot. We're up against the clock here, and I want Roy to play us out, but I appreciate your call from Mississippi today.
And I love him.
Merry Christmas to you and to everybody you know. Roy, hit it. We got about 45 seconds here.
Okay, good. Okay,
I was feeling sorry for myself because I had no shoes. But then I met a man who had no feet, and I said, friend, can I have your shoe?
That's the Republican Party theme song.
RoyZimmerman.com is where you can find more information about his recent CD, Faulty Intelligence, his Christmas CD called Peacenik, and everything else that he does, too. Roy, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And thanks for entertaining us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Your thoughtful songs.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Dana, Kwanzaa.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. It was a grim task and a day of hard work, but the body of climber Kelly James has been brought down from Mount Hood. CBS News correspondent Jerry Bowen is covering.
Kelly James is the latest of more than 130 people to have died on Mount Hood, the second most climbed mountain in the world, next to Japan's Mount Fuji. Now, hopes for Brian Hall and Jerry Cook are fading.
We're narrowing and narrowing the likelihood that there may have been an accident.
Evidence near the larger of two snow caves that contained Kelly James' body suggests Hall and Cook had been clipped onto this Y-shaped anchor line, initially believed to be a distress signal. It held them to the steep slope and is where their trail ends. Searchers fear they went over the edge.
Officials say approaching bad weather could soon end the search until spring. Orders have yet to be issued, but CBS News correspondent David Martin has learned the Pentagon plans a major buildup of U.S. naval forces in the Persian Gulf region, including a second aircraft carrier to send a message to Iran.
Military officers say the buildup would take place after the first of the year, not to actually attack Iran, but to discourage its leaders from spreading their Shiite revolution. Confronting Iran is just one of many critical decisions facing Robert Gates, who was sworn in today as the new Secretary of Defense.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that.
On a stage filled with men and women in uniform, the 22nd Secretary of Defense took his oath and took control of America's military at a crossroads.
I, Robert Gates, do solemnly swear that I
will. His predecessor, Donald Rumsfeld, was criticized for often ignoring the advice of commanders in Iraq. Gates promises to listen to those who, as he puts it, must ultimately carry out the decisions.
Failure in Iraq at this juncture would be a calamity that would haunt our nation, impair our credibility, and endanger Americans for decades to come.
The person President Bush calls the right man for this job now heads off to the front lines to size up the immense task in front of him. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Issued just hours after Gates took office is the Pentagon's latest quarterly report on Iraq. It shows a sharp increase in violence, up 22% to an all-time high. Joseph Barbera died today. He, along with partner Bill Hanna, were for decades the animation kings of TV.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's head.
Hanna-Barbera gave us Yogi Bear, the Flintstones, Tom and Jerry, and dozens more cartoon characters. Joe Barbera was 95. Bill Hanna died 5 years ago. Success for two spacewalking astronauts outside the International Space Station. After 6 hours of work, they've managed to move a solar wing and get it folded back out of the way where it belongs. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrial is down 1.5 to 12,444. The NASDAQ dropped 21 points to finish at 2435. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
They're just numbers, but each one represents suffering for some Americans. CBS News reporter Stephanie Labadakis has the latest FBI crime statistics.
Every region in the country reported sizable increases in violent crime, from 2.9% in the Northeast to 4.7% in the West. The crime spike also hit small and medium-sized cities the hardest, a trend that has many police chiefs calling for more federal aid. The number that stands out most is for robberies, which jumped almost 10% nationally.
There's no common cause, says Chuck Wexler of the Police Executive Research Forum.
In some cities, it's methamphetamines. In other cities, it's gangs. In some cities, it's juveniles. And in some cities, resources are a real issue.
The International Association of Chiefs of Police complains that federal anti-crime funding is little more than half of what it was a decade ago. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone on your gift list. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send you an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-933-1951. That's 1-800-933-1951. 1-800-933-1951.
Listening to the Peter B. Collins Show at 6 minutes past the hour. We're heading into the free speed zone where your calls and comments are welcome on any subject, from any viewpoint, from anywhere within the sound of my voice. The lines are open for you right now, toll free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. One of the things I want to talk with you about today is what is surfacing as the new way forward in Iraq, which is called the surge concept. And that is the idea of, at least temporarily, increasing the number of troops in Iraq to try to get the situation under control. And this is most famously advanced by Arizona's John McCain. But it appears it's gaining traction with military and civilian leaders in the Bush administration. And I think it's just crazy. And I think it's crazy because we heard from the Iraq Study Group and also generals on the ground that there isn't a military solution to the sectarian violence, the civil war that's underway in Iraq right now. So the idea that we can have this very well-publicized surge of American forces, which would take, you know, 3 to 4 months to get into the theater, into Iraq, and that they would be there for a short period of time, get things under control, and then we'd pull them out. Well, this flies in the face of the basic concept that, you know, unless you could put a soldier on the ground for every 2 or 3 Iraqis, that you're not going to be able to subdue the violence militarily. There simply isn't a realistic military solution that is within the reach of our current resources, including the number of men and women we have in uniform. And so what actually scares me further is that yesterday on the Sunday talk shows, Senator Harry Reid says that the Democrats can support a surge as long as the troops aren't still there in 2008. Well, Senator Reid, I'm sorry. I cannot agree with you on that. And I cannot condone the idea that Democrats will give political cover to the Bush administration to put more troops in Iraq. That's putting out fire with gasoline. We are a central part of the problem in Iraq. And as long as we provide that irritant at the 140,000 troop level, at the 160,000 troop level, and let's be fair, we have 140,000 men and women in uniform, but there are over 100,000 contractors on the ground in Iraq. So we're effectively at 240,000. And to add another 10% to that, I'm sorry, it will not have the desired effect. This is simply a face-saving gesture for Bush to continue failed policies and hope that a miracle occurs and saves his butt. And I cannot see that the Democrats benefit in any way by letting him do this. So I'd like to hear from you on the surge. And how can we protect ourselves from the surge? 888-5-PETER-B is our toll-free number, 888-573-8372. And if you disagree with me, I want you to call immediately. If you have an idea of how an increase in American forces could actually get the situation under control in Iraq, I want to hear it from you. 888-5-PETER-B is our toll-free number. And with tongue-in-cheek, Matt is negotiating with a representative at a local Radio Shack store, because I wanted to talk to him and get some technical advice on surge suppressors and surge protectors. So if we can find a Radio Shack clerk to take our call sometime this hour, we'll do it and see exactly what we come up with. Another item I want to bring to your attention, and then we'll go right to your calls at 888-5-PETER-B. Front page, upper right, New York Times today. An American citizen who had blown the whistle on some shenanigans in the occupying forces, occupying community. A guy named Donald Vance, 29-year-old Navy vet from Chicago. He went to Iraq as a security contractor. He wound up as a whistleblower, passing information to the FBI about suspicious activities at the Iraqi security firm where he worked. And as a result of his information, American soldiers conducted a raid, and they didn't know that Vance was the whistleblower. So they took him into custody. And he was at Camp Cropper, which is, I believe, in the Green Zone, one of the detention facilities that we maintain in Iraq. And the story he tells is mind-boggling. He said he began seeking help even before his cell door closed for the first time. They took off my blindfold and earmuffs and told me to stand in a corner, where they cut off the zip ties on his wrists and told me to continue looking straight forward. And as I'm doing this, I'm asking for an attorney. Well, he never saw an attorney while he was in custody. He was subjected to a very murky proceeding where he was not allowed to defend himself or get legal counsel. He was given a 6-digit number shortened to the last 3 digits, and he was then referred to as 343. bread and a powdered drink for breakfast, sometimes a piece of fruit, rice and chicken for lunch and dinner, no sinks, no showers, showers available on an irregular basis, 60 minutes a day in the recreation yard at night without any other detainees around. Five times in the first week, guards shackled their hands and feet, covered their eyes, placed towels over their heads, and put them in wheelchairs to be pushed into a room with a carpeted ceiling and walls. There they were questioned by an array of officials who said they were there representing the CIA, the FBI, Naval Criminal Intelligence, Defense Intelligence Agency. His story goes on and on. And I invite you to read it because it's another case of our government operating in a way that would suggest there is no constitution, no democracy, no rights, no rights of the accused. And here's a guy who was on our side, accidentally got caught up, and wound up in the clink there, being treated like the worst of Iraqis. And I mention this because there are many people who feel comfortable with our government's actions and policies and believe that only the worst of the worst end up at Gitmo or at Abu Ghraib. And thousands of mistakes have been made. It is a chaotic situation in Iraq on the best day. And when an American who is helping our government cannot properly defend himself, the darkness has truly descended. Let's go to your calls now. Stephen Salinas is up first at 888-5 Peter B. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon. I heard what Harry Reid said yesterday. I just got so mad I couldn't believe it. I tried to call his office this morning, and it was just jammed. They couldn't even take a message. I called Feinstein's office, and the guy there hadn't even heard about this. That kind of blew me away.
Well, get this. All right, Harry Reid, in one breath on, I think, Face the Nation, said that he could go along with this idea of surging American troops as long as it's temporary.
I want
and hold on, hold on. Then, in apparently the next breath or somewhere down the line, I'm sorry, it was on the ABC program this week with George Stephanopoulos. He said, here it is. He could support a troop increase only if it were temporary. If it's for a surge, that is, for 2 or 3 months, and it's part of a program to get us out of there, as indicated by this time next year, then sure, I'll go along with it. And then he added, the American people will not allow this to go on as it has, this war. It simply is a war that will not be won militarily. It can only be won politically. Now, I'm sorry, his last comment is what controls for me. You cannot say that this war will not be won militarily and support any increase in American troops in Iraq. That is irrational.
I hadn't heard that part. But I wish somebody would ask him two questions.
All right.
One, has George Bush ever told the truth about anything? And two, what happens to generals who don't agree with Bush? If they say something he doesn't like, what happens to them? Because I think part of his question, if the generals in Iraq said it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
And if they don't agree with Bush, they're out of there.
Well, I think Harry Reid should answer those questions. They're quite tame, actually, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for your call. I'd like to hear your reaction about the surge. If the war can't be won militarily, what business does anybody have supporting sending one more soldier to die in Iraq? Tell me your thoughts. Give me a surge of phone calls now. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You're in tune with the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Serve Aero Engineering Incorporated in Salinas reminds you the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days, and there are periodic crucial shortages, especially this time of year. If you're able, please donate. With your help, there could be a steady flow to meet the continuous needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and even sick children. This message from Serve Aero Engineering Incorporated in Salinas. Proud to help make a difference. Wishing all happy holidays and a safe, bright new year.
I am Attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school, when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am Attorney Sean Mills.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540. If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
Let's take a look at your drive in and around the Monterey Bay Area. It's an issue of debris. No, it won't do damage to your car, but if you're driving through Gilroy, southbound along 101 at Monterey Road, watch for clothes that are scattered across all lanes of traffic. In Capitola, southbound Highway 1 at Park Avenue, a crash. Happy that it is pushed to the right-hand shoulder. Even happier that no injuries are involved. But two cars are swapping information and waiting on CHP to take a report. This is causing a little bit of slow traffic. Meanwhile, in Prunedale South Road and Blackie Road, it's a big rig that was trying to turn around, got stuck in the mud. CHP is going to head out to help. They may need a rather large tow truck. This look brought to you by Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. Hurry into Sleep Train today and save 20 to 50% off select clearance mattress sets while supplies last. Stop in today and save big. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
Your B. Collins Show. It's the Free Speech Zone. Your calls and comments welcome right now, toll free.
Those who start wars, never fight them.
888-5-PETER-B.
Those who fight wars, they never like them.
888-573-8372.
Those who write laws, recite them. And those of us who just fight laws, we live and die them. But I know they're never gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies, no. Never ever gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies, no. Never ever gonna tell you why, no. They only wanna tell you lies. It's time to go home, to take our boys away, no. To take our girls away, no. To take our boys.
Yes, it is time to go home. A surge is crazy. It's irrational and potentially deadly for the American troops sent into Iraq as part of a surge. And don't just take my word for it.
How about former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former Secretary of State Colin Powell? I am not persuaded that another surge of troops into Baghdad for the purposes of suppression of this communitarian violence, this civil war, will work. But if somebody proposes that additional troops be sent, if I were still chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, my first question to whoever is proposing it, what mission is it that these troops are to accomplish? It's really kind of breathtaking. I mean, it's just been about 2 weeks since the much-vaunted Iraq Study Group Baker-Hamilton Commission report was made public. And it's already filed, lost, and forgotten? Bush has no intention of honoring the key findings of that document and appears oblivious to its assessment of the situation in Iraq. And I believe these trial balloons are being floated right now as the president gets ready to hunker down at Crawford. And it's so bizarre, the man who rushed to war without a second thought, without listening to a contrary viewpoint, now says we ought to back off and not rush him. He's got a big decision to make. Well, I fear that this is one big smokescreen. And I further fear that the Democrats are going to get caught up in the smokescreen and end up taking, you know, about half the blame for whatever the new direction forward in Iraq is that involves sending more American troops there to die. And while Bush is hunkered down, we need to not take the holiday season off. We need to communicate with every senator and every member of Congress, particularly the Democrats, that the November election was not an authorization to send a surge of more troops to Iraq. It's a very clear signal that the American people want out. And Washington's not listening. The Democrats were expected to carry this message and carry our viewpoint. We got to hold their feet to the fire. And yeah, there's happy talk about the first 100 hours. I'm happy to support an increase in the minimum wage and a new ethics policy. But this is the central defining issue of our time. We cannot permit the Democrats to go soft in the call for bipartisanship and accept a loony idea as a quote-unquote way forward in Iraq. Mary in Denver, thanks for calling. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, Peter. I just wanted to make a quick comment on the language you're using.
Uh-huh.
I would admonish you not to even use the damn word surge, because as soon as we adopt their language, we're surrendering. I'm a baby boomer, and I remember in the 60s it was called escalation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about. And we start using words like shock and awe and surge. It's like video games that we're playing, and it excludes the reality of the situation.
Well, I hear what you're saying. In this case, I'm not prepared to scrub it from my vocabulary because it is the term that's being used, and I want to expose it for what it really is, an empty idea that's driven by PR. And we've been trying. Matt's been on the phone to 9 different Radio Shacks and CompUSAs, and nobody will talk to us. I wanted to have a little fun with this. And
I sell surge protectors, too.
You do?
I'm a computer salesperson.
Really?
So I sell a lot of surge protectors, yeah.
Well, I'm looking.
You need at least 1,700 volts of protection for your PC or your Mac.
Well, what I was looking for is not in volts, but in votes. I need a surge protector that can protect us from 51 Democratic votes in favor of sending more troops to Iraq.
We need a massive APC battery backup, too. Yeah.
I think you're right. So can you get me a surge protector like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It'll cost you, though.
All right.
Just remember language, framing.
Well,
I
am very cognizant of it, and let me just turn this around, because I was shocked but not awed, because he did it again. Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island, a decent human being, but he is offered up as the Democratic spokesperson about the war in Iraq. And as recently as last week, he referred to leaving Iraq, redeployment, whatever phrase you want to use, as a precipitous withdrawal.
Okay.
That is the language of the right. That is the phrase that was used to underlie the cut-and-run epithet that was applied to Democrats during this political season.
Right.
And for the guy who's tapped as the Democratic Senate spokesperson on the war in Iraq to be using their language, he also calls it the war on terror. They don't seem to be getting the tutelage offered by Professor Lakoff.
Right. Yeah, I guess we just have to keep hacking at them.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to try to stop surging as soon as I can.
Take care.
Thank you for the protection.
You're welcome.
That's Mary in Denver. We're going to take a break and return for more of your calls. Tell me what you think about this idea of sending more troops to Iraq. Yeah, that'll really fix it, won't it? 888-5-PETER-B. Line's open for you the rest of this hour. 888-573-8372. Some of our regulars are picking up the kids or they're shopping at the mall. So if you've never called the program, I am personally inviting you to be a first-time caller today. Wherever you're listening, I'll pay for the call. 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. Our program is produced by Matt Renner in San Francisco. Log on to our website for archive programs and access to the live stream, peterbcollins.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in Soquel Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in a friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive and Porter Street in Soquel.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
This is Laura Pruneda of Pruneda Real Estate Advisors. As your licensed real estate broker, our mission at Pruneda Real Estate Advisors is excellence and contribution, and our only concern is to promote and protect your interests. Quite simply, if the best result for you means no deal for us, we will immediately tell you. Selling but concerned about tax consequences? As a CPA, I can advise you of the implications of any capital gain. Seeking income-producing property? With a Stanford engineering degree, I have developed cash flow analysis to evaluate various opportunities. If you're buying a home, my promise is to help you find your dream house under the most favorable terms. We at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors are dedicated to our community. We will contribute $250 out of every local transaction to the school of your choice. I am Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. Call me at 753-5310. That's 753-5310. Stop by 1271 North Davis Road in Salinas, across from Applebee's, or browse to PrunetaRealEstate.com.
Monta Vista Wine and Spirits in Monterey is family-owned for more than 40 years. That's why when you walk in, you're treated so well. They know what they're doing. Excellent service and great product. They have the best in high-end liquor and an excellent selection of the finest wines. It's the real deal. At Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, you can call ahead and your order will be waiting for you. They treat you like family. Open every day 9 to 9 at 19 Soledad Drive in Monta Vista Village. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits ask you to please drink responsibly.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm still your humble host, Peter B. Lines are open for you in the free speed zone today, 888-5-PETER-B. And I've got a quick quiz, and I'm going to give away a free copy of Roy Zimmerman's Peacenik Christmas CD. So give me a call if you want to just take the quick quiz, all right? 888-5-PETER-B. And it has to do with a terror plot that was busted up earlier this year. And I just want to see what you know about it, all right? So the first person who calls, ready to take the quick quiz, get on the line now, 888-5-PETER-B. And we'll get to that call here. But first, on line one, we've got Ron in Eureka. Hello, Ron. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Well, thank you very much. I was listening to a discussion on another talk show earlier today, and that discussion, the scenario went as follows, is that we shouldn't forget the original reasons, one of the primary reasons we're there is about the oil, and that we had intended, or this administration had intended to, once the war effort was over or died down, we would gain control over that oil through the government that we put in place. But that government is so shaken, that such contention that they're not confident that they're going to be able to, well, they're pretty confident they're not going to be able to gain control that way. And the whole idea is to extend and expand the troops on the ground so that we can actually use the military to take the fields, which was pretty much part of our intention to begin with, but we lost control of that too.
Well, it's interesting
that I heard.
This interesting on a couple of levels for me, Ron, because the Baker Commission's report did address some of the issues related to oil in Iraq, namely securing the pipelines and coming up with a division for the Sunnis so that they don't feel left out of the largesse.
Right.
But like so many other issues, the bipartisan commission had blinders on when it came to the underlying policies. You know, nobody attempted to answer the question, what the F are we doing in Iraq to begin with?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And you correctly, I think, offer oil as at least one of the motivators of the Bush administration.
Right.
We know that Dick Cheney went to great lengths, incredible lengths, to keep the information about his energy task force secret. And if they don't want us to believe that there's a connection between Cheney's energy task force and the war in Iraq,
right,
all they have to do is disclose who attended those meetings and what they talked about.
Right.
And then we wouldn't be sitting around churning these kinds of conspiracy theories at the expense of Bush's legacy.
Not anytime soon, anyway.
Right, yeah. Well, thank you, Ron. Anything you want to add?
No, that was it.
All right, good to hear from you. And now we got Tom from Eureka ready to take my quick quiz. Hey, Tom.
Hi.
How you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
And you're going to win no matter what, all right? You're going to get the free CD, so I don't want you to worry about that.
Okay.
So here's my question for you. Do you remember back in August, they announced that in Britain, a plot had been broken up. They would have used liquid explosives on a whole bunch of airliners at on the same day to conduct a massive terrorist strike on the United States.
Right.
You're aware of that?
Uh-huh.
And you might know that 24 British citizens were arrested in the week after the announcement of the investigation of this plot, which, by the way, was announced prematurely by United States operatives to the chagrin of the British investigators. All right.
That I didn't know.
So my question for you today is, of the 24 people who were detained, who were thought to be suspects in this massive plot to use liquid explosives to damage, to attack America using aircraft, how many are still in custody today?
I'm going to guess 2.
Well, it's a little more than that. It's a little less than half. 11 of the 24 are still in custody, and the others have been released due to lack of evidence. And those who have been charged, their involvement in the plot has yet to be proven.
And do we know how they were treated by their government and what rights the British government gave them and, compared to the way we're treating people? I'm real curious to read that
New
York Times article.
Oh, you should. It's devastating. I don't know exactly how the British treated these detainees. You know, in Britain, you are guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So the law and the criminal justice premise are different. But with more than half of these people being released, and the alleged ringleader of the event has been investigated, and they've basically downgraded what they claim his role in the events were.
Well, I recently dropped a friend of mine off at the Arcata Airport up here,
yeah?
And they wouldn't let her bring her lip gloss onto the flight.
Yeah, you know how dangerous that can be. I mean, she might try to, what? What do you do with lip gloss that you could hurt somebody with?
I couldn't figure it out.
So on Wednesday last week, a judge in Pakistan handed down a judgment that delivers another blow to the British government's credibility. He announced that the charges against the British-born terrorist suspect Rashid Rauf, R-A-U-F, did not fall into the category of terrorism. He's been in custody since his arrest in August on suspicion of coordinating the plot to blow up transatlantic airlines using liquid explosives. And now the Pakistani judge has ordered the case be transferred to a normal court, and they're basically saying this guy is not an international terrorist. Now, we remain on a high level of alert in this country, and your girlfriend can't have lip gloss on the airplane.
What a surprise.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, do you know, our conversation has me curious, where, just any quick hints, what websites would I go to right now if I wanted to do a little research on what kind of, how the British are treating their suspects and,
Well, I would say the first place to go is to the Guardian newspaper in the UK.
Uh-huh.
They do a great job of covering and they're very aggressive on the government there. So that would be my first choice.
And, you know, just sort of related, I caught on TV the other night Tony Blair over in Iraq. Does he have a little more guts than Bush? Does he go in for just 2-3 hours, or does he spend more time than that in Iraq when he goes?
It was a drive-by, and he was there long enough to announce that he's not pulling the 750 British troops out of southern Iraq.
And so he does the drive-by thing, too. Neither one of them will stay where they've put our troops.
That's right. But this announcement was buried in the news over the weekend. France announced yesterday it is intending to withdraw its 200 troops from southern Afghanistan, where they have been part of the NATO counterinsurgency operation. So France out, but Britain is going to stay the course, Tom. Thanks for your call. Hold on here, and Matt will get your address, and we'll mail you a Roy Zimmerman CD. Thank you very much. And let's see who's on line 2 here. It appears to be Richard in Powell, Missouri.
Hey, Peter. Good evening, and thank you. Hey, I wanted to comment on Mary earlier, what she called about.
Yeah, on the use of my use of the word surge, which
I don't want to have any comment about your use of it because you're doing your show and you got your little direction here, and that's fine.
All right, but you can criticize me. I'm not above that.
That's not what I'm doing.
All right.
I'm just trying to reiterate her point that was so good about linguistics itself.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about, you know, taking the language and the way they do the daily talks and everything.
Right.
It's very important, I think, to call this an escalation.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily for you tonight on the show. That's not what I'm saying. Just in general, we've got to understand what we're really doing and cease and desist.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was really my only comment.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling and holding on to tell us that, Richard.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. He's probably on the NovaMradio.com stream. Now to Fran in Phoenix. Hi, Fran. Peter B.
Peter B. Hi. Listen, I smell a rat. And it goes from the day before the election, everybody wanted his head. The day after, we're going to do a surge. I think that rat is Saudi Arabia. And I think we have totally lost control of the war in Iraq, and somebody else is pulling the strings.
Well, you have an interesting point. First of all, I do believe we've lost control. I think that the window we had was in the first 6 to 9 months of the occupation that was mismanaged by Paul Bremer. And I think that once we let the election process go forward, we have very little leverage in trying to steer Iraq on a future course to our liking. That said, I don't think that George W. Bush has yet realized that, or even though he's been told 80 different ways, even by friends of his daddy, he doesn't want to hear it, and he's in some sort of denial. But I understand your point about the rat. Dick Cheney went on a weekend visit. Apparently no hunting was involved in Saudi Arabia. And we really don't know the nature of those talks. What leaked out is that the Saudis delivered a message that they are aghast at the way we have permitted the Sunnis to twist under the leadership of the largely Shiite government in Iraq.
There's a good point.
And they have said that if the U.S. pulls out, that the Saudis will continue to support the Sunnis in Iraq. And this could certainly complicate things. And, you know, bringing... first of all, Saudi Arabia has a very mixed record of its own.
Yeah.
It is Sunni-led, but it's also the home of the most extreme sects of Islam, including the Wahhabis.
Yeah.
The Wahhabis run the madrasas, which are credited with producing the next generation of American-hating Islamic extremists. And so there are a number of risks if we were to permit Saudi Arabia to follow through on its threats.
Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi may have access now to national security secrets that they didn't have before, and somehow have been convinced by false intel that they have to allow this to go forward, because I feel that rat I smell is Templeton from Charlotte's Web. Just mm-hmm. think of that little rat, okay? Mm-hmm. And think of the Saudi royal family, and think of the fact that 18 of the hijackers were Saudis. I know there's something going on, and it's got nothing to do with George Bush, even though I can't stand the man. So that's my point of view.
All right. Well, I thank you for sharing your aromas with us.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I got a song for you. Turn on your radio. I don't know if this rat's in the kitchen, but Fran can smell it all the way from Phoenix. Tell me your thoughts, your point of view. Call me now. We've got room for your call the rest of this hour in the free speech zone. My number's toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You're listening to KRXA 540. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious.
Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
The holiday season is here again, and what perfect time to take advantage of the great selection and low prices of the finest used cars in the county. At ZNS Auto Dealership in Monterey, they've been partners for over 30 years. Located at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard, ZNS wants to be your partner in choosing that right car for you or your loved one. ZNS has it, whether it's a truck, SUV, minivan, compact, or luxury automobile. Open every day on Del Monte Boulevard, Monterey. ZNS Auto, where partnership works.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance, Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Let's take a look at that drive in and around the Monterey Bay area now that we're towards the end of the afternoon drive. Still have a few problems to warn you about. Salinas area, north and southbound Highway 101s are still running under the limit all afternoon pretty much and in both directions. It's improving but still slow in pockets. San Benito County checking in now. Southbound 101 at Cole Road, an injury accident. Solo vehicle went off the roadway, hit a tree. Emergency vehicles are headed out. In Gilroy, southbound 101 at Monterey Road, debris still, clothes scattered all over the highway. That's really not going to slow you down too much, but it's something to look at. Meanwhile, Highway 68 getting better on that eastbound side. Still some brake lights, though, between Monterey and Salinas. This last look brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers. What's better than free gas? Free gas and football. Receive a $20 gas card with any $200 in Meineke service. Then tune in on December 30th for the Meineke Car Care Bowl. See participating dealer for details. I'm Alex Daly with traffic on KRXA 540.
I can still smell that rat. We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. There are lines available for you in the free speech zone. 888-5-PETER-B. And I just got an email from David in Phoenix. Heard us earlier today, the very beginning of the program. I played a spoof Christmas song from the Capitol Steps. And here's another one with a really powerful satirical message.
Said George W. to the NSA.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Tapping all your phones every day.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Your calls I hear crystal clear and loud. Liberals say it isn't allowed.
Richard Nixon would have been proud. Said Dick Cheney to the states of red.
Do you fear what I fear?
Do you fear what I fear?
Ringing us words of fear and dread.
Do you fear what I fear? Have no clue, and if more states start voting blue, terrorists will be thanking you.
Said George W. when asked of Iraq.
You don't know what I know.
You don't know what I know.
Stay the course, we're on the right track.
You don't know what I know.
You don't know what I know.
It's clear to me that the left would flee. Democrats know nothing, you see. And if one guy knows nothing, it's me.
Say
the face.
He will soon come right in the face.
That's the Capitol Steps. They have a new CD out for Christmas 2006 called O Christmas Bush. And if you want to hear more, I invite you to tune in on Christmas Day. I'll be safely at home with the family, but we're presenting Dr. Elmo and his Christmas tunes in our first hour. Roy Zimmerman, who was on earlier today, that hour will be repeated in the second hour on Christmas Day. And in the third hour, we're going to dip into the Peter B. Collins tax-deductible music archives for some Christmas gems, including my secret Beatle messages and more of the Capitol Steps stuff and just a few other things. So I hope if you're out and about in your car on Christmas Day, driving to Grandma's house, or if you're just at home relaxing with the family in between football games and cooking chores, just tune in the Peter B. Collins Show on this same radio station, and we'll entertain you in a slightly different way. And starting Friday this week, we will be on a little holiday break, bringing you the best of Peter B. Collins on the radio as Matt Renner and I recharge for the new year. And our first live broadcast of 2007 will be on Tuesday, January 2nd. So that's our plans for the foreseeable future. Still room if you'd like to join us in the free speech zone at 888-5-PETER-B. I wanted to connect two interesting news stories that were published over the last few days. More detainees have been sent home from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. 18 additional individuals were returned to their home nations over this past weekend. I don't think it's the Christmas spirit, but it reduces the captive population at the base under 400. It's now about 395. Now, the U.S. has recently been speeding up the release of captives held there, and in particular, they've been releasing Saudi prisoners. 16 were sent home earlier in the week. Another 85 of various nationalities have been designated for transfer to their countries, some for continued detention and some for outright release. Now, that last part is what I want to connect to this other news story, which was published on Saturday by the Associated Press. And it takes a look at the treatment of 360 Guantanamo detainees who have been sent home over the last year and a half or so. And what you heard me say was that some detainees recently sent to their home countries were going to be detained by those governments or released. Well, 205 of 245 detainees tracked by the Associated Press were freed or cleared of charges. And only a handful, 29 Saudis, 2 Kuwaitis, and 6 French citizens, and a partridge in a pear tree, have been charged or imprisoned in their home countries. What that means to me is that these people were completely innocent. Many were caught up in dragnets where bounties were paid for their delivery into the custody of Americans. And over again, we've heard sad, sad stories of people who were detained for as long as 3 years or longer, who were victims of mistaken identity, wrong place, wrong time, or unable to marshal a decent alibi. And then when they were tortured, they agreed to things that they now regret. They essentially pled guilty to certain crimes or other infractions. And they now try to explain, while I was tortured, I was willing to say anything. And it brings me back to this front page story in today's New York Times, which I commend to your reading. You should be able to find it at truthout.org or the New York Times website. About Donald Vance, an American from Chicago, a Navy veteran. He was working in Iraq and he blew the whistle on the Iraqi security firm where he was working. And that whistleblowing caused him to be picked up in a dragnet. And then he was held at Camp Cropper, and that's the maximum security site. I believe it's in the Green Zone, but it is near Baghdad. And his story is gruesome and riveting all at the same time.
He said he was never permitted to sleep without the lights on. He was not allowed to cover his eyes with a towel or his hands in order to try to sleep. They played loud country music or rock music constantly. He said, I paced myself to sleep, walking until I couldn't do it anymore. I broke the straps on two pair of flip-flops. So this kind of treatment is un-American, and a lot of us rationalize it, assuming that it doesn't happen to Americans. Well, you got John Walker Lind, and now you have David Vance. Just two difficult examples. Let's see who's next on the phone here. It looks like Scott. Hello, Scott. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, Peter. Hey, I had a quick comment on the surge idea.
Okay.
I think to deal with the surge, Congress needs to purge the Republican administration so he won't regurgitate this dirge of failed policy.
I'm going to take that. In okay. the spirit it's offered, and I'll just respond with, yes, let's purge and not surge.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks for checking in today. Time for me to hop on Trigger here right off into the sunset. We'll be back at you tomorrow, same time, same station, with another edition of the Peter B. Collins Show. Can you stand it?
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 a.m. from 7 to 8 every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, America's number one progressive talker. Join me every weekday from noon to 3 here on KRXA 540. I'm based in Fargo, North Dakota, and we bring you news and views from the heartland of America. I'm fighting the righties every day on behalf of the working people who've made the nation great. Tell your friends to listen. Give me a call toll-free, 1-877-934-6833. The Ed Schultz Show, noon to 3 on KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. While the search continues for two missing climbers on Mount Hood, Oregon, the third man's perilous journey is over now. CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman reports.
It took most of the day, but the body of climber Kelly James has been brought down from near the summit of Mount Hood by a military crew using a Chinook helicopter. James' remains were discovered yesterday in a snow cave. Captain Mike Bravish with the Oregon National Guard says the recovery operation was very difficult.
And we're talking about slopes that are 60 degrees solid walls of ice up there. So it is a very challenging environment.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Hood River, Oregon.
CBS News correspondent David Martin reports the Pentagon is planning a naval buildup in and around the Persian Gulf, not as part of the war in Iraq, but as a warning to Iran.
Buildup, which would include adding a second aircraft carrier to the one already there, is being proposed as a response to what U.S. officials view as increasingly provocative acts by Iran. Recent Iranian naval exercises in the Persian Gulf, support for Shiite militias in Iraq, and its nuclear enrichment program, which U.S. intelligence believes is designed to produce a bomb.
The buildup would begin after the first of the year, not designed to attack Iran, but to discourage its leaders from exporting their Islamic revolution. Newly installed Defense Secretary Robert Gates will visit Iraq soon. At his swearing-in today, he said failure in Iraq would be a calamity that would haunt America for decades.
All of us want to find a way to bring America's sons and daughters home again. But as the President has made clear, we simply cannot afford to fail in the Middle East.
At Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, the Pentagon's preparing for the trials of high-profile terrorist suspects. It already has a courthouse on site. But CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports the military wants a much bigger facility at a cost of $100 million.
The courthouse would sleep up to 1,200 people. There'd be a dining facility for 800 and a garage big enough for 100 vehicles. The spokesman told CBS News it's all needed so they can try more than one defendant at a time under heavy security. The trials could take years. The space allows for lots of observers and reporters for maximum transparency.
Members of Congress have begun to ask whether the expense is really necessary. The fourth spacewalk of Shuttle Discovery's mission